else. Is there anybody in the shir who's involved in the svarim sale? Maybe I can talk to you after the shir. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. We learned the Tosfos yesterday and Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis Dibra Mascha V'Halo Zrika Materis. Wasn't such a complicated Tosfos. Tosfos quoted, we'll just review one part in order to introduce us to the next Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Pei Amud Beis, and it's in Perek Osev Ezbeno, so we know what it's talking about, topic of Osev Ezbeno. That's one of the, until yesterday, we only knew that there were three cases, but there's a Machlek Zab Shimon and a Chachamim regarding Shechita Sheni Buya. One was Osev Ezbeno, Shechita Satrefa, whether that makes it any service of Ezbeno, and Kisi Adam and David Behei. So yesterday, Tosfos introduced us to a Beferishi Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, that the topic of Shechita Sheni Buya, Shma Shechita, Lav Shma Shechita is relevant with respect to Chulam Ba'azor. If one assumes that Shechet Chulam Ba'azor is also Bahano, so that's only if he Shechts a Kshera. But if he Shechts a Trefa, so Shechita Sheni Ruya, so according to Reb Shimon, it'll be also Ba'achila because of Shechita's Trefa. But will it be also Bahano? So according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Shechita Sheni Ruya, Lav Shma Shechita is considered as if it died a natural death. It's not considered as if you violated the din of Shechet Chulam Ba'azor, so then it'll be Mutar Ba'anor. That was a Beferish Gemara. That's what they quote. Shechet Trefas Chulam Ba'azor, Reb Shimon holds Mutar Ba'anor, because Shechita Sheni Buya, Lav Shma Shechita, so we'll say there are four cases, but there's a Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon regarding the topic of Shechita Sheni Buya. What's called Shechita Sheni Buya? A Shechet Trefa, that's Shechita Sheni Buya, with respect to these four topics, with respect to mitar zayim dein nevela, it is not machlekes. Of course, that's the halacha. The shechitas treif is mitar dein nevela. Just as an introduction to this big tosis, what's the din? There, we mentioned yesterday, just in passing, there are four ritual forms. Shechita is a ritual form how to kill the animal. There are four other ritual forms how to kill an animal that are prescribed by the Torah. One is arifa seglo. One is dechiyas alatzuk by yisor hamishtaleach. The Torah prescribes how you have to kill the yisor hamishtaleach by pushing it over the cliff. Dechiyas alatzuk, zuish chitosoy. What was the third one? Malika. If you bring a chatasoif or an oilasoif, nobody eats anyway. So it's not our geshef. But a chatasoif, a shayla, the Gemara asks, how are the Kohanim permitted to eat the flesh of the chatasoif? It's nevela because you do malika bitzipor and ezba. So if you do that on a behemas chulin or an oif chulin, that would be a nevela because it's considered shechita b'mechuber. So how can you eat? How can the kohanim eat the basar from chatasoy? So the Gemara says in chulin, b'likasa zui shechitasa. The Torah prescribes a specific ritual form of killing the animal. So that's called the shechita for that animal. So the Gemara says it, and also we said by oaf. There's a machlokes satanoim and a machlokes harishonim how to pass in la'alocha, where the shechita lo'if is minatora midirabbanon. But Tosfos points out a chulan daf chof and minalef, the bottom Tosfos, even if you hold ain shechita lo'if minatora, but if a knife drops dead, a natural death, or if you shoot a knife, or if you electrocute it, you kill it to death with an electrical bolt or something, then it's going to be osur bachila minatora. There is a din of nevela, nivla soif is osur bachila, nivla soif is mitamea beis ablia. There is an institution. Shlosh also dinim number of nevela soif. It's a Mishnah. So what do you mean? There's no shechita loif minatar. Tosfos says no. Melikasa zui. Tosfos says nechirasa zui shechitasi. You certainly need nechiras simanim minatzavor and nechiras simanim minatzavor. You have to cut by the neck, but you can use a challah knife, which has a jagged edge. You don't necessarily you can use a saw. There's no halacha that says you have to use dafke a sharp knife, and you don't have to follow all the chomishul chashchita minatar. It's only midirabbanon. According to that opinion in Tanoim and in Rishonim, that ain't shechita loif minatar. So there you say in the chiroso zui shechitasa. There's even one opinion that's absolutely not accepted, but the pischit shuva on the bottom of the page in Yeridah quotes it as a collector's item, as a believe it or not, that a ben pakua. If you shech the cow and the cow has an uber inside, so the din is that the uber is nita b'shechita simo. So you can walk over to the vlad in minatar, you can bite into the flesh of the live animal. So the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama, early on, Daf Mem Aleph, I think, the Shita has, in order to forever, Akasha of Tosfos, so the Pischa Tshuva quotes this in Yeridah. that you're not allowed to eat a ben pekur without shechita. Just the chiras simanim is sufficient. The chiras is always shechitas, but you do need a chiras simanim. So you have four or five cases where we have a specific ritual form of killing the animal prescribed by the halacha that we say that that has the status of shechita. Melikas chatasayif, melikas zoi shechitasayif. The chiyasa latzuk zoi shechitasa. There's an isra rosh hashanah. Oh, if you use the soil, the Gemara says in Yuma, Perek Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim, you have to have the soil Hashem and the soil Hamishtaleach. So the Gemara says if they're mother and son, then there's going to be an isra rosh hashanah. Aye, but rosh hashanah only applies lois hishchatu. If you do a shechita on A and a shechita on B, the soil Hamishtaleach is never going to be zoicha to have a shechita. You're going to push it over the cliff. It's going to get killed. A different form. It's not going to be by a form of shechita. Gemara says the chiyasa latzuk zui shechitasa. The Gemara says regarding egg laruf also arifasa zui shechitasa. So you have all these special forms. The Torah prescribes a specific ritual form of killing an animal. Then I say zui shechitasa. That's why the Rashashi asks akasha, and the Gemara in Bava Kama. When we learn kiddushin, we spoke about the akasha. Gemara has the same Gemara appears in kiddushin on daf mem aleph amen aleph in Bava Kama. And then it says it appears in Psochem Dav Chabez and in Kiddush Nun Vavam Beis. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Chumash Shmos in Chaparshas Mishpatim. Ashor Yisokel, how does it say? Sokel Yisokel Ashor. Ulo Yachal Es Besoro. Evan Ashor Noki. So the Gemara says, Sokel Yisokel Ashor. If you give the Shor Skilo, so he never got to Shechted, any of their Shehine Vela, and the Vela Surah Ba'achilo, Matam Elam Elo Yachal Es Besoro. Why does the Torah have to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the flesh? Of course, it's an avela. You're not allowed to eat it. So it must be maglach hakasuv that even if you'll shecht it, if Bezna makes it my din that the shoris should deserve skila. So not only if you give it skila, is it also bachila that we know on our own. La yachal es b'sar means even shchot alacha shenig madin. If you shecht it, it'll also be also bachila. So the Rashashi asks, he doesn't see why it's a hechrach. Maybe I would have thought Sokol Yisokol Asher Skilos Zui Shchitasai. I would have thought the Torah prescribes a specific ritual form of killing the animal, so I should say Skilos Zui Shchitasai. So it should be Mutav Achila. So how did the Gemara know for such a davar pashut? Any day Shehin Neveil and Neveil Asur Bachila. So why do you need the next phrase Lo Yachal Es Besaroi? It's Miyuta. The Gemara says it must go to teach me something in addition. What do you need in addition? If not for Lo Yachal Es Besaroi, I would have thought. That's kilosa zui shchitosa, like you say by the other four or five cases. The chiyosa latzuk zui shchitosa, arifosa zui shchitosa. So it's an interesting kasha. The question is, in all the Gemaras, oh, you do have it. You have it by Malika. Malikosa zui shchitosa, and the Kohanim eat it. So you say it's even with respect to eating it. Okay. That's the Rashash's kasha. Soir hamishtaleach, is it muta bachilo? If you find the limbs, I think the Gemara just says that the limbs of the soyer meshtaleach are not mitamei. I don't think the Gemara ever says that it's muta ba'achim. See, by the chata soif, it says in the Chumash that it's nechal tezichri kuhuna. That says in the Chumash. So the Gemara says there, the pasuk tells me, melikasa zui shchitasa all the way. Even the gabi had the rachila. It could be, al tipashtas, that all the other cases, all the funny cases, the chiyasa latzuk zui shchitasa. Maybe that's in his kilasa zui shchitasa. Maybe that's only vis-a-vis tumas nevela. It won't have tumas nevela, but maybe it'll still be asa b'achila. Maybe you don't say the chiyasa latzuk zui shchitasa, rifasa zui shchitasa, that it should be mata b'achila. You have to come up with a svara why. Why should you split between what's considered shchita with respect to achila, and what's considered shchita with respect to metar zamidei nevela?
The oven is much more similar to shchita, though. You're actually very similar, but breaking the nuts and putting it over, it's nothing like it.
Right. So it's a more svara to say, mamish zui shchitasa lahate b'achila also. The other is totally different. Okay, yeah, you have to say it like that. You have to say something like that. So we know that there is a din, that if you shech the treifa, then we all learn that from Pesukim. If you shech the behemoth that happens to be a treifa, so it's mitar midei nevela. What if you do malika on an oaf on a carbon, not on chulam? What if you do malika on a chatasoy for another oaf? And it turns out that it's a treifa. I didn't realize b'shas ma'isa. After I do the malika, it turns out that it's a treifa. So if you have an oaf dies a natural death, or I shoot the oaf, or I choke it to death. So it has a tumas nivla saiftar. The din of nivla saiftar is that it's only mitame abeis abliya, when you swallow it. You touch it, it's not mitame, you carry it, it's not mitame, b'maga, b'masa, b'ohel, it's only mitame abeis abliya, when you swallow it, and it goes down the throat. So the question is, what if I do a malika on the chatasoif? So then I did malikosa zuvi shchitosa. It's muta b'achila, certainly mitame de nevela. But what if the oaf turns out to be the chatasoif or the other soif? What if it turns out to be treifa? Do you say just like by shchitas behema, just like if you do a shchitas behema, shchitas oaf, and it turns out that the behema of the oaf is a treifa? So I say shchita is mitarmi de nevela, so to malike anachata soif and a rov, malikosa zuvi shchitasa. So if you do a malike on a korban oaf, and it turns out to be a treifa, it's mitarmi de nevela, so if you swallow it, it's not mitame. Or should I say no, that pasuk that teaches us that shchita is treifa, is mitarmi de nevela, that's only shchita mamish. But if you're going to do malike on a korban oaf, and it turns out that it's a treifa, Malika, Milikasa, Zuish Chitasa is only if the Malika was mitzvasa bekach. If it turns out the yoif is a treifa, so you weren't supposed to do Malika. You didn't realize that it was a treifa. You didn't realize till later. You checked inside, checked the kishkas, and you found out whatever. You did. Maybe it's on the outside, you didn't realize it. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Tosfos is going to refer to that machlekes hatanoim later. In this big Tosfos, not so difficult. It's an easy Tosfos. The gigantic Tosfos Pora. Second Tosfos, an ein zayin amanal. We'll get to that. The Tosfos throws that in the middle of all of their, they give 50 quotations. Every line is another Gemara. So that's one of the many Gemaras that they're going to mix together in their children. Okay. So we were, yesterday, just to review, we were learning the topic of Shechita Sheni Ruy regarding Osav Ezbeno. Osav Ezbeno is only violated if you do an act of Shechita on A and on B, on the Oso and on the Beno. It doesn't matter which order, you can Shech first the Beno, then the Oso. Shech them simultaneously. Only if it's on the same day. That's what people want to know. What if it's on the shechting simultaneously? You talk on a telephone. So the shechting at Behema, Eretz Yisrael is 7 hours ahead, no? So let's say someone will shecht an Oso in New York at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and someone will shecht a Beno exactly the same time in Yerushalayim. We talk on the phone. Exactly the same time, but Al Pidin, it's 2 different days. Over there, it's already Tuesday night is Wednesday, and over here is Tuesday. Is that called because of the difference in time zone? It's not called Yom Echad, because with that behema is it's Wednesday. So that's an interesting shot. Okay, which day is the day that counts? Mamish exactly the same time, but Vasachas. So is there a violation? Fascinating shot. Is there a violation of Osir Esbeno? Okay, that's one of the many issues that's raised regarding the dateline. Good. So the Gemara has the prohibition of Osir Ezbeno is only by the Shech both on the same day, on 2 different days he met. On the same day, the Yom Echad, and you have to do Lo Sish Chatu, you have to do an act of Shechit on A and on B. What if one of them was a Korban? What if both of them are Korbanas? So the Mishnah says that the din of Osir Ezbeno still applies. Osir Ezbeno noig Bein Mechulim Bein Mekotchim. How do you know? Maybe it's only Mechulim. So the Gemara said it's learned that from Vav Moisif Alin Yerishan. That it says also as when Alus Lishchata biyamechad v'chisiz b'chuzevach toida avav, so the vav connects it. So I treat avav ha'moisif alin yerishon is treated as if it would have been written in the same pasuk, and the same pasuk is a hekesh, and this is also like a hekesh. So we know that the din of also has been applies to kachim. So the Gemara asks a question. Tosfos quotes at the beginning of the Tosfos v'halazrika materis where they quote chulin daf peil mebeis. The Gemara is boy beperik also has been a boy the meima. The Gemara wanted to say. Kol shchitas kachim should be shchita sheni ruya. Why does Gemara think that every shchitas kachim is shchita sheni ruya? Because at the time that you shecht it, it's kodesh, it's also bahana. It doesn't become mutamana till later when the kohanim are going to do the zrikas adam. But b'shas ma'isa shchita, it's a shchita sheni ruya. So the Gemara asks, how can one ever violate those ways b'no on shchitas kachim? They tell me it's a pasuk. Isn't it impossible according to Reb Shimon? The fi psak halacha that we pass on shchita sheni ruya, shmo shchita, so it's not a problem. It doesn't have to be a shchita ruya. But according to Reb Shimon, how is it possible that there should exist a din that Osav Ezbeno applies to kachim? Why not say it should be always considered a shchita sheni ruya? So Tosfos says in the middle of the Tosfos they throw out a svara. Rashi holds lemaskana that remains. Rashi crossed out the Giras in the Gemara. Rashi only has a half a line. The Maskana, there's no Malkus of Osa has been all by Kachim. You're right, there's no Malkus because it's Tavish Chita Sheni Ruyah. What do you mean there's no Malkus? Well, why do you only pick on the Malkus? It should be Mutter. So Tosis, Terabin and Tom says, no, there's no Malkus because it's a Hasra Sofik. It's not Lefit Psak Halacha. That's a Machlek Zab Yechanan Reish Lokish. Whether Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra Lav Shema Hasra. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That Hasra Sofik, the Raman pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra. So Lefit Psak Halacha, there would be Malkus. But the Gemara is saying, there's no Malkus. If you all like Reish Lokish, there's no Malkus because Hasra Sofik. But the way Rashi says, there's no Iser. If you all like Reb Shimon, there should be no Iser Rasav Ezbeno. So Tosfos said, that's against the Pasuk. You just said, Avav Moisif Alinya Rishon. How can you say Asvare? You can say all the Pilpulim you want. They say the Shagasar, you gave a Shabbos Agarot Rosh, you gave a whole Pilpul, Vaychamah should be Mutter on Pesach. And then he said at the end, so what's wrong? So what's wrong? Nobody knew what's wrong. He said, it's a Pasuk and Chumash. That it's wrong. What do you mean, what's wrong? A Pasuk and a Torah. You can say all the Pilpulim you want. You got to go back to what it says in the Chumash. That's given. You can't pilpul against the pasuk. So Tosfos says you can say all the pilpulim you want. There's a din that shchitas treifas metarmin enivela. Ah, I say a pilpul. Ah, yeah, according to Reb Shimon, shchitas enivela, lach shma shchitas should not be metarmin enivela. That's a drosha from a pasuk. You can't budge on that. Tosfos said an amen aleph. There's a pasuk that there's a nisa kores on shchut echutz. Ah, shchut echutz is also bahano. It doesn't even have to be also bahano. It's also bachilo. It's also called shchitas enivela. Happens that it's even also bahano. So why don't you say you can never violate, according to Reb Shimon, one can never violate the Isser of Shchut Echutz. It'll never be Chayv Kares, because by definition, every Shchut Echutz is a Shchit Hashem Ebruya, because it's also Bachila Bano. So it's not Shmo Shchitas, it's like a Shati animal. A Shati animal is an Avera, of Hefzit Kachim, but it's not an Avera of Shchut Echutz that you Chayv Kares. So Tosfos says you can't budge on that. That's given, that's a Pasuk, Bar. Except Bar me the Gabi Lab, the Shchut Echutz, B'hachichi Rachmona, that's given, that's a Pasuk. So Tosfos over here says, you can't say like Rashi. We asked a logical kasha according to Rashi. Why does the Gemara say there's no Malkus? Also, it's been all by Kachim. You should say that it's Mutar Lagamri. You should say, oh, it's not Noi. What do you say on the Malkus? So that's what leads the Rabbi Natam to say. The other Girsa is more correct. Girsa Sasvaram that they had. Oh, he is the Girsa Sasvaram, not like Rashi. Rashi crossed it out. That there is a law, but there's no Malkus, because it's going to be Hasra Sofi, because you don't know whether it's going to end up with a Zrika or not. So when they gave the Hasra B'Shah Shchita, it's Hasra Sofi. So Tosfos Tainus against Rashi, Tosfos didn't present this logical argument. Why does it say there's no Malkus? It should say it's Mutter. They presented a different Kasha. It's a Pasuk in Chumash against you, just Darshan not Rashi. Okay. So that Havamina the Gemara, that there shouldn't be a prohibition of Osav Yezmano, that it shouldn't, Gemara's kasha, that also Ezbeno shouldn't apply to Shechitas Kachim if either A or B is the Behemoth Kachim. So the Yisra also Ezbeno shouldn't apply because Shechitas Kachim is always a Shechita Sheni Ruyah because the Shechita is not Mata till you have Zrika. So the Gemara finally answers, Lefi Girsas Rabbi Natam, if it leads up to Zrika, then it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that it was a Shechita Ruyah. If it doesn't lead up to Zrika, then it was not a Shechita Ruyah. Fine. That's how Rabbi Natam says. But the Gemara originally thought not so. So the last Tosfos on the Daf, Tosfos quotes that there's an Amora who thinks like that. Atana and Amora who thinks like that have a mean of the Gemara. Kol amid lizer kizarek dam b'tema the bereish the beperikos of Yezbeno Amar Aboshia kulam asnisin the loy kereb Shimon. The Mishnah knows of Yezbeno the same Daf they're quoting. Mishnah and perikos of Yezbeno says that also Yezbeno applies to Kachim. So the Mishnah is against Reb Shimon because according to the Tana Reb Shimon. That Shchita Sheni Ruyah is Lav Shma Shchita, so you can never be in violation of Osav Ezbeno on Shchita's Kachim, because it's always B'Shas Ma'isa, it's also Bachil, it's also Bano. Kachim Efnim, Michdi Shemi the Reb Shema Dama, Shchita Sheni Ruyah, Lav Shma Shchita, so Kachim Nami Shchita Sheni Ruyah, Hid Kol Kam Lazar Kadam, La Mishteri Bosar. So that was the Gemara's Taina, Rabbi Yoshia Taina is there, Sheni, Amai Sevig Sabayim, the one who shechts the first animal did beheter. The one who shechts the second animal, the Osav Ezbeno, whichever one is second, doesn't matter. The one who shechts the second, there says in the Mishnah, gets Malkus, Sevig Sabayim gets Malkus, and it's Pasul, means if it's a carbon. If the second one is a carbon, he won't allow to shecht it because of Osav Ezbeno, so it's Pasul even by the Evid. Why is it Pasul? Because of Mechus Hazman. We said yesterday, like the din, it says, Miyam Hashmini Baholi Yeirotzen. If you bring the carbon Torch Shmeino, then it's not Yeirotzen, then it's not Merutzen, it's not Miskabel, it's Pasul, because of the Psula Mechus Hazman. So that psulim mechusas man is not limited only to Yom HaShmini. It extends also to Osveh's Benot. It's also mechusas man. Not the same kind of mechusas man as Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini mechusas man min Eyubay. And the animal itself, you check its passport, you check its birth certificate. It's not 8 days old yet. So that's mechusas man min Eyubay. Here it's a mechusas man because they shechted the mother of the Vlad on the same day. So the Gemara considers that also the same mechusas man. So the Gemara asks, Sheni, the one who shechts the second one on my subject, Saraboyim, why does he get Malkus? And why is it possible if it's a korban, Kloimar, if the first one that you shechted was also a korban, they're both korban, the first and the second, Kloimar, the Gemara's kashes, the chashmin, we treat the first one that he shechted, the first one was also a korban, we treat it as if he shot it, because it was kachim. It's kachim at the time of shechita, it's also bachila, until you have zrika. And the Gemara, Raboshi there is going with the Svara, the Havamina from before, but Raboshi apparently never backs out. That's what Taisa Raboshi doesn't back out, and he's chaylik on what we said in the previous Taisas. Raboshi there in Chulun Daf Pei sticks to his original opinion that Shchita's Kochim is called Shchita Shein Eruya. Why? I treat the first one, Chashvin Elei Lekama, I treat the first animal that we shechted, if the first animal was also a korban, Kilu Katle, as if he shot it, as if he killed it. So there's no Issa Rosa as we're not shechting the second one. Even if the second one would have been a behemas chulin. Aval sheni kosher gomer. There's no violation at all. V'amai choshev la'shchita. Period, huh? Period. Aval sheni kosher gomer. That's a quotation from the Gemara. So now Taisa says, Teima. Taisa starts off, Teima. And they quoted this whole thing until the end of the quotation, kosher gomer. And now they say Teima, we don't understand. Why does Raboshi, until now they gave a quotation, and the first word in Tosfos was Teima, so now they're going to explain what the Teima is. What's the Pele? Why does Raboshi have such a kasha? Why does he consider Shechitas Kachim, Shechitas Shein Ruya? Nihidala Mishri Basar Ela Bezrika Sadam. True, you have to do Zrika. So Tosfos in the previous Tosfos, in Vahalo, Tosfos quoted the Maskana. That you hold it in abeyance. If ultimately it leads up to Zrikas Adam, so I'll declare that the Shechita was a Shechita Aruya. If it does not lead up to Zrikas Adam, I'll declare there was a Shechita Shein Aruya. And Raboshi holds not so. Raboshi holds it has to be B'shas Maisa. Since B'shas that you did the Shechita, it was also Bachilo, so it's not going to help that later on you're going to do the Zrika. But still, B'shas HaShechita, it was Aymed L'Zrika. We just said in our Gemara, Reb Shimon holds Kaloi Midlis, Rekuzarek Dami. So why doesn't it make it that even B'shas Maisa, B'shas HaShchita, it's considered the Shchita HaRuya. Ruya just need the theoretical possibility. So it is, it's Aymed Lizrika. Even if you hold not theoretical possibility, it has to be that Mitzvah Sebekah. No, the first carbon that you shechted was Mitzvah Sebekah. It was Mitzvah Selehizorek. So that's the Kasha Tema. Why does Raboshi there in Chulin Daf Pei consider Shechitas Kachim Shechitas Shein Ruya? Nehidala Mishri Basar Ela Bezrikas Adam. True. Even with Reb Shimon's opinion that Kol HaMilizik is Zarek Dami, it doesn't mean you're allowed to eat the flesh already. You're not permitted to Kohanim and the Baalim are not permitted to be Sarah Kachim until you actually do this Zrikas Adam. But still, Halo Misha Shechit HaVikis Zarek. So Kolam Midlizrik should accomplish that it should be considered a Shechita HaRuya, because Ruya, our Gemara explained, Ruya means if there's a Re'ius, if there's a theoretical potential. So there was a theoretical potential as Kolam Midlizrik. So Enfer, the Rabbi Natam, you are right. Aboshia there and Chulan Daf Pei disagrees with our Gemara. Machlekes, right? He has the right to disagree. Farshim made a time. Aboshia leis le Kolam Midlizrik is Zarek Dami. The Sri Lekitanakam and Mastis and Hasan Daf Pei, Aleph Disnan. Ashechet v'nimtzis treif, Ashechet paras chatos, v'shech de paraduma. Is there a din of os v'ezbeno? So paraduma is also osa b'achilo. It's kodesh. Paraduma is also osa b'achilo. So it says Reb Shimon point there. Why? The lo mechayim shem os v'ezbeno. Shechitu sheni ruihi. Ay, but Agamara says para niftis agabi marachoso. Agamara says that even if you shech the paraduma and it's osa b'achilo, osa b'ano, because it has kodesh, it's purchased from. Machzah shekel money, it's purchased from Kodesh money, so it's Kodesh, it's Hekdesh, also Banor. When you shecht it, it's also Banor. But since there's still a theoretical possibility to be paided, paraniptus even after the Shechita. The Chachomim disagree, that's the Tesis on Ein Zainam, it based the top Tesis. The Tosefta in Parah disagrees, possibly on the level of their Isa. That's what Tosfos answers. Yeshloim amanas afilu mederaisa. The Chachamim and the Tosefta in Parak Aleph disagree with Reb Shimon. They hold that after the Shechita, it's called Chatas Kai Rachmana. Once it's Chatas, I treat it like Kedush Aguf. Has no opinion. Reb Shimon says no. Up until Hazoas Adam, up until you do the Hazoah Nochach Pesach Al Moed, after the Hazoas Adam, it no longer lends itself to opinion. But after the Shechita, still Niftas. So Tosefta, our Gemara said that Parah Aduma should have. Shchitas para should have been considered shchita sheni ruya. So they quote that Tosefta. Where is this Tosefta in para peregvav? The para is mekabel to masachlim. So the question is, how can it be? But Reb Shimon holds if ochel shat yochel lahachal acherim, if it's also manu, it's not mekabel tuma. So the Gemara answers, ochel shat yochel lahachal means theoretically. Theoretically, there is a potential because you can be paid at the paradima even after you shecht it. The fact that you can pay it before you shecht it, that Rav Shimon and the Rabban, they're not excited about that. That doesn't help anybody. Because while the animal is alive, it's not mekabel tumah. A live animal is not mekabel tumah. So we have to work on after the shechita. So the Chachamim say, after the shechita, it no longer has any pidyon. That's the Sefer the Perek Aleph in Parah. After shechita, doesn't have pidyon min HaTorah, I said. But the Rabban are not worried. They don't hold from the din of Echel Shat Yochel HaHachel Acher. There is no such din that Yisur HaNoah not mekabel tumah. But according to Reb Shimon, you have a problem. It has to be Echel Shat Yochel HaHachel Acherim. So after Shechita, if it doesn't have any pidyon, so why is it mekabel tumah? So he said, Reb Shimon disagrees with the Rabbanon on that. He says, no, even after Shechita's paradum, it still lends itself to pidyon up until Hazoya. So up until Hazoya, still, since it still lends itself to pidyon, so that's called Echel Shat Yochel HaHachel. It means it's Roy LaHachel. There's a theoretical potential, there's a theoretical possibility. If you want to, you can be poided, you can be machal lachem. And even after you already did the hazor and it's too late, now it's already, you've gone too deep into the Seder Avodas Paraduma, still, since 10 minutes ago you could have been poided, so like Basa B'cholam, it's still makabal tumah later. So Taisus just points out, Rabbi Boshia doesn't accept all of this. Rabbi Boshia holds over there, for a Shabbeinu Tam, in the bottom Taisus and I involve him in base. The Rabbi Boshia there in Chul and Dapay leis lekalam elizur kizarek dam. He doesn't hold from that. The fact that there was a potential, when you shecht kachim, when you shecht the kachim, it's a shechita sheni ruya. Aye, but right away you have the potential of being zarek the dam. Then it'll be mutar b'achila. So Rabbi Boshia doesn't hold from the fact that because there's a potential, so that's already called. It doesn't offer this story potential. How do you know? Because he holds like the Mishnah there. This non Hashem ben imtzis treifa is a machlek zeb shimon and the rabbanon where there's a din of osir is benon. The same thing. Hashem paras chatos is a machlekes zeb shimon and the rabbanon whether there's a din of osir is benon. So why does it say there? Reb Shimon poiter the loy mechayev mishumos is benon. The shechita sheni ruyehi. Why don't you say kolayim it liftes kipadi domi? Like Agamara says, it's the same shaila. The Gemara equated the two. Shechita sheni ruya is it shechita haruya not? If you have the potential that theoretically can make it muta b'achila, then it's called shechita haruya. Here also, echel shati yochel lahachla acherim. It depends. Does it have a reiyus? Is it roy lahachla acherim? So if you have the theoretical potential. Is good. So this, so the Gemara had here a Tosefta in Pora that says Pora metametu masochlim, and Reb Shimon is speaking. Reb Shimon Omer Pora metametu masochlim. Why? Because even though it's after Hazor, Hoysal Shas Hakosha, but what was the Shas Hakosha means? After Shechitas Pora, it still has the theoretical potential to be paid. Pora niftis even after Shechita. That's where Shlokish explains. So this Tosefta says beferish that according to Reb Shimon, the potential of being paida is enough to label it as echel shati yochel lahach lachem. So why does it say over there that the potential to be zorek the dam is not enough, according to Rabbi Boshia, is not enough to make it into shechita haruya? The Tosfos says, you look in the Gemara there, the Gemara says, that's a machlekes hatanaim. Rabbi Boshia holds that this Tosefta is mishabeshta. Rabbi Boshia says, this line, on ein zayin amin aleph, this Tosefta, perek vav, in para, is wrong. You have to cross it out. It's not correct. And those who quote the Tosefta hold that Mishnah in Chul and Daf Pei is Mishabeshta. That's what they says. They can't live in peace and harmony. Because our Gemara put together the two topics. Shechita, the topic of Shechita Sheni Ru'uya and the topic of Echo Sheach Diocha Lahach Lacherim. that re'iyus, the theoretical potential to make it muta b'achila and to make it muta b'hanoah, is enough to label it as ochoshata yochol ha'achla acherim and shchita haruya. And that Gemara in Chulin holds not so, because the Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah in Chulin, the pay aleph and base quotes, Ashechid paras chatas the machlokes hatanaim, Rav Shimon Poiter, the lo mechayim shemuras vezbeno, because shchitu shein haruya. Aye, but after the paras chatas is geshochni, you can still be poiter. That's what it says here. So he doesn't hold from that. He holds he can be poiter, but he doesn't hold that the theoretical potential makes an into yochel shata yochel, yochel shata yochel lahachlacher. Doesn't hold from that. But let's lay this svar kolam and lift this kaparidam. Vasam begemara and daf pei aleph there. Parah halam yehida parah matamatu mazochlin. What do you do with this tosefta in parah? Umishani, and the Gemara answers the Raboshi Ot Paras Chatas and the Mishnah. Knows that that Tosefta is a misprint. It doesn't belong. Umishani Paras Chatas, Umishani Fakir, excuse me. The Gemara says, if you accept the Tosefta on Ardaf, Taf, Ein, Zayin, then the Mishnah there is a mistake. Paras Chatas and the Mishnah. You should only have one case as a Machlek Zabshim and the Rabban. A Shechet Benim Tzistrei for Rabshim and Poiter. Machlokes, but not Ashech Venim Tzistrei for Ashechet Paras Chatos. You have to cross out the three words from the Mishnah, Ashechet Paras Chatos, because even Rab Shimon would agree that that is a Shechita Haruya. Hol Veniftis Agabi Marachos. Aber Aboshi Asover, Aboshi Alts Punk Faker, Adar Abba Masnis in the Hasamiker, the Mishnah is accepted, the Mishnah there, in Chulan Daf Pei Aleph is correct, that the Machlokes Rab Shimon and the Rabbanon goes even Shechitas Paraduma. That hoil beniftis, hoil the theoretical possibility is not enough. He the paralaysa, and this one, paramatamatu masachim, this is Tosefta Nardav, this is the misprint. So it's an outright machlekes amaroim, which, tamaroim amaroim, fine. What does Tosefta say? Yod yeshlamah, they have another teretz. What was Tosefta's kasha? See, Tosefta said, we see the Raboshia holds, not like Maskana Sagamore, Raboshia is in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara comes to Maskana against Raboshia. And Chulan Daf Pei. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion the way that Rabbi Natam said in the previous Taisa that we learned yesterday, that if ultimately you do the Zvika Saddam, then I loy Muslim Afreya, I declare the Shechita Shechita Rui. If it never leads up to a Zvika Saddam, so it turns out it was not a Shechita Rui. Fine, easy enough. I can understand Raboshia disagree. What do you mean? You're going to decide later? Based on what you do in the future, you're going to decide whether the Shechita is called Shechita Ruah. Shechita Ruah has to be determined b'shas ma'is. We understand that why Rabbi Shia doesn't agree. So Tosis worded the Kasha differently when he started off the Tosis Tema. Why does he call the Shechita Shein Ruuya? But call him at Lizrik is Zarek Dami. Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Shimon holds from the potential. So Tosis said, that's what our Sugya says, based on a Tosefta in Parm Tam Tum Azachem. And Rabbi Shia doesn't agree, and he says so in Chulin. He holds that this is a misprint, and they hold that that's a misprint. Either the Mishnah is wrong, the Tosefta and Purim, the Mishnah and Chulin can't live in peace and harmony. So Tosfos, how did Tosfos word the Kasha? Tosfos didn't ask, how can Rabbi Shia disagree with the Maskanas HaGemar Chulin, that if it leads up to a Zrika, it's called the Shechita Ruya. That's not such a Kasha, why he disagrees. It has to be Shechita Ruya, B'Sha Shechita. But Tais is worded the Kasha, but it is B'Sha Shechita. B'Sha Shechita is called Oymed Lizrik Yizarek Domi. So it's already Oymed Lekach. So it doesn't have the potential B'Sha Shechita. So they said, he doesn't hold from potential. Now they say, B'Oy Yeshlami, even if you say that he does hold from potential, but he holds that potential has to be B'Sha Shechita, and you only say kolay melizu kizarek dami after it's niskabel because. So mistame, when you do the shchita, you stand and you do kabbalah sadam. How much dam do you have to be mekabel on the kos? Well, how much dam do you have to be zarek on the mizbech? Very little. Some karbonis you do one zrika, some you do two zrika, some you do four zrikas. Now, how much dam do you need for each zrika? A mashu. You need a mashu. So you need four mashuhuyin. So it's very little. So you mekabel dam on the kos as you should. Let's say one coin is shechting. And the other coin is holding the cup in his right hand. You have to do avoda bimin. The other coin, the shechita lav avoda, he says, you can shech bismol also. If the guy's a lefty, he can shech bismol. It's hard to shech with, if you're right, it's hard to shech with your left hand. So let's say if a guy's a lefty, he can shech with his left hand. So one coin is doing the shechita, the other coin is doing kabbalah bimin. He's holding a klisharis bimin. So if all you would need is a korban chatos lamazogin, You have to do four zrikas on the mizbech. So if all you need is a four mashuhuyin, so you'll have the four mashuhuyin in the kli before you finish the shechita. You'll have dam shan sham shloim before. So Tesis says, but the Gemara says beferish that lachatchile yishem imekabel at sheiskabel kol dam anefesh. There's dam shan sham yotzebo. When you cut your finger, you bleed. That's dam shein anesham yotzebo. You're not going to drop dead yet. When you're bleeding some, when you cut the animal, you slit the animal's neck, so first it starts to bleed like you have it cut. That dam, you can't be zorek on the mizbech. You're not yotze if you zorek that. You have to, and then there's dam shanashama yotzeba. The Gemara says the colors change. And then when significant, sufficient amount of blood came out, then it's an irreversible cessation of the flow of the blood. Then the rest of the blood that comes out is vita. Dam ain't on the shama yotzeba. The animal is already going to die. So the fact that it continues to give out dam, that dam is not neshama yotzebo. So that you don't have to be mekabel b'kli. But lachatchila Taisa says it's not enough. It's a gemara. It's not sufficient to be mekabel only four mashuhuyin, because all you need are four zrikas and achatas, four zrikas on the four kinds of mizbech. Lachatchila shem mekabel kol adam shaneshama yotzebo. What are you going to do with all that dam? If you only have to do four zrikas, what are you going to do with the extra dam? You pour it on the yisoid of mizbech. It says shiori adam is nishpachem ayisoid, whatever ayisoid maravi. Are you said not? Are you said Marali? Are you said Deroimi? Shalom Zvech. Yeah. So Taisa says, V'yod Yeshleimar, Tigsav Raboshio. First Taisa said, he doesn't hold from Kalai Midlizrak. Now they say, Maskim, he holds from Kalai Midlizrak. But you only say, Kalai Midlizrak, after it and stab up the Kli. That's a Gemara in Psochem, Daf Yud Gimel. And Lachatkiri is supposed to be Mekabo Bekli, Kol Adam, Shanashama Yotzebo. And that's not, the slitting of the animal's neck takes seconds. And the dam comes out takes longer than that. So you didn't finish the Zrikas Adam yet. You didn't finish the Kabbalah Adam yet. By the end of it, by the time the one person finishes doing the Shechit on the Paraduma or the Korban, so the other kind is doing the Kabbalah Adam, didn't finish the Kabbalah Adam yet. You only say Kalai Melizrik Zorek Dami when you've completed the Kabbalah Saddam, Tyson says, if you're only in the middle of the Kabbalah Saddam, you didn't finish yet, even though you have enough to do the four zrikas that you need. So Tyson suggests maybe that's where Raboshi holds. Raboshi doesn't agree with what we hold. That if later on you do the zrika, it's a glory Muslim affair that was a shchita ruif. Later on you don't do the zrika, it's a glory Muslim affair that was a shchita shena ruif. He doesn't hold from that. He also has to be a shchita ruif b'shas maisha. Why not say kalai melizra? So Taish said he doesn't hold from kalai melizra. He's chelak an asugya. Then he said, even if he does hold from kalai melizra, you only begin to say kalai melizra because zarek dami, if the dam was neskabel b'kli, and the Kabbalah Saddam is going to take longer. So at the time you finish the shchita, he still didn't finish the Kabbalah Saddam. They don't happen simultaneously. Kabbalah Saddam takes a little longer than the Shechita. What do they say? Kivna l'armini kizark dami ad shiiz kabel b'kos. Kina mash m'per kamen b'sach m'daf yed gimel. U mitzvahu. It doesn't, it shouldn't say di mitzvahu. They should say v'hayoshe mitzvahu l'ham temel izrak ad shiiz kabel kol adam ha-nefesh. That's a gemara. Lachatchili should be mekabel b'di'evit if you only mekabel some of the dam ha'nefesh, dam shanashama yotzebo. So you zorek that dam, even if you have no shirayim. So you don't need shirayim, you can live without. But lachatchila, since lachatchila, the dalet doesn't read straight. After the parentheses, daf yud gimel, it shouldn't say the mitzvah hu lahamta. It should say vim u'mitzvah, v'hayosha mitzvah. And since it's a mitzvah lahamta melizra, kach tekabel kol adam ha'nefesh. Hilkach bigmar hashchita shadai lenis kabel kol dam anefesh leminik zorg dami. Rabbi Yoshia would agree to the din of kolaymid or kolaymid lizra, but it's not going to help because kolaymid doesn't begin to left in this kabel b'kli. The kabbalas adam is not finished yet. That's the second suggestion. First suggestion was it doesn't accept kolaymid lizra. Then they give a third suggestion. All along the same lines. Bottom line, Rabbi Yoshia doesn't agree with the Maskanas HaGemara Chula. Maskanas HaGemara says, once you do the Zrika later, that's how Rabbeinu Tam said. When you do the Shechita and the Nosedez Beno by Kochim, it's a Hasra Sofik. Because you don't know whether it's going to lead up. That was his Girsin Gemara. You don't know whether it's going to ultimately do the Zrika or not. Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold from that. So they give three shades of interpretation. Rabbi Yoshia, the Ksav Rabbi Yoshia, Afilu, even if you hold that it is Kizarek Dami B'Shah Shechita, but given the b'shchita luchudu loy mystery bus or the machmas davi kizarik dama davi do me the tvach tevach v'achein shchita sheni ruyehi shchita it's called the Shechita Sheinaruya. The only time it's called the Shechita Haruya, according to Raboshi's understanding of Rab Shimon's opinion, is if you do a Shechita, and the Shechita, at the time of Shechita, it's already Mutar Bachir. But if you have to come on to a Knech, that a potential, Kolay Melizroig, so Kolay Melizroig, that's not called Shechita Haruya. That's not similar to the Pasuk by Yosef. When Yosef told the man who is Mamun al Beis, Tvach Tevach Vahochen, Kiti Yochlo Baboyis, they're going to eat lunch together, so that they just did a Shechita, they didn't need any Kolay. Okay, sure. So then the rest of the Tosfos goes into the details. But Tosfos just points out that Rav Boshia doesn't agree. You look in the Gemara Chulin, it's clear he doesn't disagree. Rav Boshia was the Havamin in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, we don't accept Rav Boshia's argument. They're in Chulin, the Maskonis HaGemara is against Rav Boshia. Fine. That's the Tosfos. Let's see the gigantic Tosfos first. Let's see. Para mitama tuma sochla. How do you translate the words? Para mitamei. Aloshim zocha. A para is a man or a woman. Para is a woman. It's a nekeva. A par is a husband, is a par. She's a para. So how does it say para mitamei? Probably should say mitama. Aloshim nekeva, no? Bechor. But the question is, how do you translate the words mitama? Means paraduma is mitame others, or paraduma is mekabel tuma sochlin. How do you translate? Para is mitame, mitam or tuma sochlin. The para is mekabel tuma sochlin. The flesh of the paraduma is considered like a regular steak, despite the fact that it's osbano. I treat it like a regular steak that's royal kabel tuma. I Reb Shimon holds oichel shati oichel achel aher. Agan's theoretical potential has the possibility to be paid, so that's called roi l'tam. So it's going on being mekabel tuma, it's going on being metami acher. And if it's going on being mekabel tuma, l'may nafkemina. May nafkemina. No one's going to eat it. What? If a korban is mekabel tuma, so the kohanim are not allowed to eat it, the Baalim are not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to be makter on the Mizbeach. If it's a murim, if it's an oila, a vori oila, if it's tummy, you're not allowed to be makter on the Mizbeach. The para duma, you don't burn on the Mizbeach. So if the discussion is whether para is mekabel to masechlim, so what's the relevance of that to say that it's mekabel to masechlim? So Taisa said the relevance is to say that it's puzzle. Just like if you have a carbon that's mekabel tuma, so the carbon is pasul. And the mind afkamina, if it's pasul, you're not allowed to be makter on the mizbech. If it's nitmo, you have a carbon oila, the whole thing is kula kol. You burn the whole thing on the mizbech. So if the flesh of the carbon oila is mekabel tuma, so it's prohibited, it's pasul. So you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbech. If it would be a chatos, the kohen wouldn't be allowed to eat it. If it would have been a shlamim, the bialim wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Normally, the bialim eat the shlamim wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So paradum, if it's mekabel tuma, so yes, but you neither burn it on the mizbech, nor does the kohanim eat it, nor does the baalim eat it. The answer is that paradum is metaher. You have to burn it into ashes, take the ashes, mix it with water, sprinkle the water, azos lishishvi. You got to use the paraduma. So paraduma chatas kai rachmana, it's compared to karbonis. So if the paraduma would be mekabel tuma sochlin, if the giris is para mitamo, with a yud, mitamo, mem yud tes aleph, if he said the paraduma is mekabel tuma sochlin, so it means if it's mekabel tuma, it's pasul. It might not have been a pasul. No one's going to eat it anyway. No, if it's pasul, so you're going to burn it, it's not going to help. It won't be metairis atmeh. It's just not going to work because it's already nitma. The Gemara even says if ashes of the paraduma, if the ashes are, if a tummy touches the ashes, that's the quote of Gemara Chagiga. No. Even if a tummy touches the ashes, it also pasuls. 6 lines from the bottom, 8 lines from the bottom. So that's one way to read. Para is mekabel tuma sochlin. What's the relevance? If the flesh of the paraduma became nitma, so it's like a pasul of korban. And if you go ahead and you do the rest of the seder avodah sapara, you'll burn it to ashes, and then you take the ashes and mix it in water, and then you do aslah shlishi shvi. It won't work. It won't be metairis atameh. The rest of the seder won't work. The other gear says, no, para is metamei. Mitama without a yud. Mitama means mistame. It is mekabel tuma. It is mekabel tuma sochlin, and it will become nifsal. And the other gear says no. It's mitame acherim tumas oichlin. So Tosis quotes from the Tosefta that the gear says por mitame oichlin mamashkin. So that's a black and white. That's the Beferish. Bar metami ochel mamashkin means clearly it's metami other things. Metami ochel mamashkin. If it means it's mekabel tuma, so how does it read par metami ochel mamashkin? Par mekabelas tuma. So that's what the big thesis is going to discuss. What's the Pirush Amilus? It's mekabel tuma sochlem, or it's metami achir. So let's see. Hiksha, what does Taisis begin? Hiksha bekuncha is beperkos ve'ezbono. Everything is on the same daf. Daf pei, pei aleph. It's the same daf that we quoted before. Loma li kabolas tumah, frekt Rashi akashe. Rashi learned that what it means is that if an Adam Tomei touches the flesh of the paraduma, they have the paraduma flesh on the pile of logs, they didn't light the fire yet, but they lit the fire and it's in the middle of getting roasted. And then it gets roasted so long till it turns into ashes. And then you collect the ashes, put in a jar, and so on and so forth. So Rashi, so if an Adam Tomei, let's say I'm Tomei, I didn't go to the mikveh. So if I touch it, so the flesh of the paradum is mekabel tumah. Or if the cherets falls on it, whatever. So frekt Rashi, akasha, lomali kabolas tumah, what is the significance? What is the relevance of saying that the flesh of the paradum is mekabel tumah? Despite the fact that Reb Shimon holds that Isurei Hanoah generally not mekabel tuma echel shati yochel hachel acherim, this is an exception to the rule for this special reason. In fact, Rashi Akasha, what do you need it for? That it should be able to be mekabel tuma if an Odom Tomei touches. Typically, the higufa metama Odom of Godim. We have a din, this is going to quote it later. We have a din, whatever sefer the tame tuma chamura. Here, take a look in the Tosfos. When it says lay the perik basim and nida daf nun, all the way right in the middle of the Tosfos, the line begins with the tiny letters daf nun on the base. So they quote from the Gemara. Nivlo seif Torah daf al pishen tzrich mehechsher lefishes sofa the tamatu mechamura. They quote it a few times. The Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk. Whatever is, let's say nivla soif tohar mitami abeis avliya. What's the din? Chickens in the A&P that never had a kosher shechita, so that's a nivla soif tohar. So if I pick it up in the package, it's not mitami. I didn't do maga because it's wrapped in a package. I did masa, but it's not mitami b'maga. It's not mitami b'masa. It's not mitami b'oho. I'm in the same store. Not mitami b'maga b'masa b'oho. Only if a dead person, a dead chicken is not mitami b'oho. And it's only metame nivla sof metame beisabli if I swallow it. Oh, but it has the ability to be metame odam if I swallow the nivla sof tohar. It's metame me, so that's called sof of the tame to machamur. This thing, the nivla sof tohar, has the ability to be metame me. So the Gemara darshins from a pasuk adin that therefore the nivla sof tohar. What if someone touches it without a wrapper? Not metame b'maga. What if the nivlas tohar touches ochlam amashkim? So then the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, it can be mitami ochlam amashkim. The only time the halacha says that a ochel tomei, chicken that's tomei, has to be, in order for food to become tomei, it has to have hechsher amashkim. You have to rinse it off first, and then you have to have maga hasheretz. The dead sheretz has to touch it. Let's say the sheretz touches the food before it had hechsher echel. So even if you rinse it off later, it's not going to be mitame. Let's say apples, you plucked off the apples from the tree. Even though it's raining all the time on the apples, they're all washed off, they're all nice and clean, the hechsher doesn't help while it's mechubel karka. There has to be hechsher after it's tolish min karka. So you have to rinse it off. The water has to be in nichalei, mayit, and the nichalei, afyut, and the nichalei, someone has to wash it off. If I have a bushel of apples and it happens to rain on it and no one pays attention to the rain, so that's not machsha lekabel tuma. It has to be mayit and denichle, afyut and denichle. It has to be someone has to wash it off on purpose. So you have to have hechsher mashkim in order for ochel to be mekabel tuma. Then you have to have maga sheretz afterwards. So if you have nivla seif tohar, since it's seifah letame tuma chamura, it doesn't mean that ultimately someone's going to eat it. No one's going to eat it. So the meat in the A&P, and it's a Jewish community, no one's going to eat the meat in the A&P. So it's, they're going to throw it out. No one's going to eat it. It's going to get spoiled. So for the tamei tuma chamura doesn't mean that someone's going to eat it. It means since it has the ability, it has the potential to be mitame tuma chamura means mitame odom. It's easier to be mitame ochel mamashkim than it is to be mitame odom. How do you know it's easier? That's the first daf in Bava Kama. It says in av hatume can be mitame anyone of all four. or the Mikhail Mochel Mamashkin. Once he reached Avdi Avos is higher than Av. Avdi Avos and Av can be Mitame any one of the four. But told this, a Rishon Atum, a Sheni Shlishi Revi, a told the can only be Mitame Ochel Mamashkin, can be Mitame Odom Mikhail. So Sofer the Tamei Tuma Chamura means if the Nivlo Sof Torah has the ability to be Mitame, has the theoretical ability to be Mitame Odom, which it does have. If an Odom swallows it, if a Jewish person, if a Goy swallows it, Goy is not Mekabel Tuma. So that's not Mitame him. But if a Jew swallows the food, then it's then if a Jew swallows the Nivlo Sof Torah, so it's Mitame him. Mitame Begodim also. So since it's Sofer the Tamei Tuma Chamura, that Nivla Seif Toh has the ability to be Mitami Ochlem Mamashkin, even though I never washed it off, it never had Hechsher Ochlem, and it never had Maga Hasheres. So that's the halacha. Whatever Sofer the Tamatu Mechamur, what's the Losh? Afo Pishen Tzrich Mehechsher, Fisha Sofer the Tamatu Mechamur. That's the halacha. So that's Rashi's Kasha. Rashi's Kasha. When you say Paraduma, Rashi read Paraduma Mitamei Tumas Ochlem. Rashi understands that it's mitame ochle mamashkin. Paraduma can be mitame ochle mamashkin. Why? Well, the hoysa lo shas akosha. How does Rashi read? No, Rashi understands the paraduma is mekabel. It's mekabel tuma. Lemainaf kemina is mekabel tuma. That if it'll be mitame ochle, if it'll touch ochle mamashkin, it'll be able to be mitame them. But the paraduma is flesh. It's a flesh. It can't be. Can never become an av hatuma. Let's say if I'm in the room where somebody dies. So the man who dies is called. We call him avi avos hatuma. Why do we call him avi avos? What kind of a funny lotion is that? An invented lotion doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, grandfather? It means that the one who comes in the oil amaze becomes an av hatuma. So the tuma is always when it's transmitted goes down a madrega. So we call the maze the avi avos hatuma, and the people who come into the room are av hatuma. What about the ochlem amashkim in the room? All the mekalim in the room become av hatuma. What about the ochel mamashim or the klicheres in the room? They don't become an av hatuma. Because the Gemara has a rule, the last daf in Erev, and kol shein lo tar b'mikveh, in a nasa av hatuma. Tar b'mikveh is only an odom v'kelim klimateches, a kliyeh. But klicheres ain't lo tar b'mikveh. So that's a rule. Kol dobe shein lo tar b'mikveh in a nasa av hatuma. So the odom mekalim in the room with the oil ameis become an av hatuma. The ochel mamashkim or the klicheres become a rishon hatuma. They don't become an av hatuma. So here the din is the paraduma. The paraduma is flesh. So it's not going to become an av hatuma. Paraduma can never become an av hatuma. So paraduma, if it'll be mekabel tuma, the maximum it can be. The shaila is it mekabel tuma? It's isuri hanoah. So Rav Shimon comes up with the chiddush, despite the fact that it's isuri hanoah, it should have been included in orech shi'ati ochel achal acherim, since there's a potential to be poided. So it's called orech shi'ati ochel achal acherim. So it is mekabel tuma. So Rashi says, what's the relevance of saying? So Tais is going to say the relevance is you say it's mekabel tuma, it's pasul. So it's not going to, if you're going to burn it, you're going to turn it into ashes. It's not going to work because it's a pasul. Just like there's a din if an adam tomei does the Sreifas HaPor. He says, V'hizo HaTohar al HaTomei. HaTohar has to do the Hazal. Yosaf Ish Tohar. A Sefer HaPor keeps on saying, Ish Tohar. You have to have a Tohar has to do. Gerada, why does the Chumash keep on saying, all the Avodas by the Por Aduma have to be done by a Tohar? Isn't it elementary? You should say, Chatas Kai Rachmana. If you treat it like a Korban, and Korbanis, if a Tomei does the Avodas, no good. Tomei does a Shechita, okay, because the Gemara says, Shechita Lab Avodah. Shechita doesn't require a Koyin. So that, you don't require all the other dinim, but kabbalah halacha zrike do require those are avodas that require kahuna. So if it requires kahuna, so if the coin is going to be tummy, so it's no good. So what, over here you rather don't need a coin. But the avodas apoy, you don't have to have a coin to do the zrika. But still, so why does the pasuk say? Why does the pasuk keep on repeating? Asaf ishtav, yizar tara la tomei. Why wouldn't I say amayom that they all have to be tor? The answer is that you don't say because basically chatas is a kachaberek abayis. That's what Taisus said on Amid. That's Taisus on Amid Beis, and I in Zayin Amid Beis quoted that from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Gimel. And Taisus claims if you read the Gemara straight, there never was a machloikis whether paradum is kachim mizbech or kachaberek abayis. How can it be kachim mizbech? Aye, but you buy it from Matzah shekel money, no, either lay bezin masna or some kind of a quirk of a din deraisa. Basically, everybody agrees it's not kachin mizbeach. So basically, everybody agrees that we wouldn't be able to say on our own that a tomei is not allowed to do the avodas hapor. It's not really like avodas hakarbonis. It has nothing to do with a korban. It's in ganzen a different deal. You need a special gzeres hakosuf. That's what Rav Elbel points out in the Seif on the Rama. You need a special gzeres hakosuf to say that every step of the way you need that everything should be done with tahar. If not for all those psukim, we would have said that you don't need a Torah. It's a different din. So halacha l'maisi, you need that it should be done b'tahar. So Rashi, so what does it mean? The flesh of the paradume is mekabel tumah. L'may nafkemina? So Rashi says it can be metame ochel ma'ashke. It can't be metame odem ekem because it's impossible to be an avatumah. Even if the besar paradume is an oil amaze, it can't become an avatumah because it's called avashen latar b'mikveh. In a nasa avatuma, the bizar paraduma is flesh. It's food. Oichlam and mashkim have no tar b'mikvah. Rashi always asks, "What do you mean? All the mashkim have no tar b'mikvah. What about water? Water has tar b'mikvah. You have hashoka." So Rashi always repeats the same thing. No, water doesn't have. Water has hashoka. Hashoka doesn't mean tar b'mikvah. Tar b'mikvah doesn't work on water. Hashoka is a dinam zriya. It's a different halacha. If you have a potato that's tamei and you plant it in the ground and it takes roots, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The tumah disappears into thin air. It vanishes. Once something becomes mechuba l'karka, have an apple that's tumah, then I plant the apple, and it takes root, and it starts growing a tree out of it. So once the apple takes root, so it's mechuba l'karka, so the tumah disappears. So Rashi says, the Gemara holds, there's a pasuk, v'zarei ha'mayim al p'nei chutzos. Where's that pasuk in Yeshaya? V'zarei ha'mayim al p'nei chutzos. Does the Gemara quote at the beginning of Bava Kamma? I forgot about it.
Mishnah
Maisros. Mishnah Maisros.
Second Mishnah says,
"Betzalim
if they took root again in
an aliyah." Toru milatame means that no longer roy lekabel tuma. But what if they already were nitma'u? What if they already were mekabel tuma and then hishvishu? Does the Mishnah also say that? I don't know if that's in the Mishnah, but the Gemara says it. Once you do Zriya, once you plant, even if it already, not only if it was Roy L'Kabal Tum and you plant it, so it's no longer Roy L'Kabal Tum, even if it already was M'Kabal Tum, once you plant it, so the Tumah Parcham Imen, the Tumah disappears. So if you take water, you throw it on the ground, that's not called Zriya, it didn't take roots. But if you take water, you mix it in with a mikveh, you mix it in with a river, so that's called Zriya. Where do you come off to say that that's Zriya? So it's a pasuk, it was Zarei Amayim Apnei Chutz, or something like that. Rashi quotes a pasuk. I think the Gemara quotes that pasuk that the hashok is based on the din of zriya. It's not based on the din of because basically ain't no tar b'mikvah. So when you're talking about the paraduma, the flesh of the paraduma, the maximum it's going to be a rishon atuma. It can never become an avatuma, even if it's an oil amaze. It's not going to become an avatuma. Ain't no tar called davish ain't no tar b'mikvah in an asa avatuma. That's the last daf in Erevin. So Rashi asks, what's the relevance of saying that the flesh of the paraduma is mekabel tuma? That if it touches ochlam amashkim, it'll be metamid ochlam amashkim. Frekta, it's metamid ochlam amashkim anyway because sofa letamid tuma chamura. The paraduma, the flesh of the paraduma is metame all of those who are oisik in it. The one who is sorifes haparya chavis is begodav, voisifes efer haparya chavis is begodav. So it should be like nivla soif toh metame abeis abliya. Whatever has the potential to be metame odom somehow or another, if you swallow the nivla seif tohar is metame you. So the same over here. If you hasorif es apoyachav says begodav, voisef es sefer apoyachav says begodav, so that should be sefer the tamei tumah chamura. So it should be metame ochlam amashkim. Period. What did you need? Reb Shimon stands on his head that the flesh of the paradume is mekabel tuma if an odom tummy touches it, if a dead sheret touches it, despite the fact that it's also banua because of hoysel hashas akash aganza pilpul. What do you need the whole pilpul? Leave out the whole story. So for the tama tuma chamura, so it's already mitami ochlam amashkim. That's Rashi's kash. So Tosis is going to answer. No, we're not talking about touching ochlam amashkim. We're talking if an odom tummy touches the flesh of the paradume, that's the end of the story. You got to get a new paradume. You lost the $5,000. Not talking is going to touch Echom Mashkim, and you ask Akasha, what do you need it for? It's going to be Vitami Echom Mashkim anyway because of the Tami Echom. Fine, we're talking the Paradum is going to become possible. And if you're going to burn it and use it to mix it in the water, it's not going to work. The Tahara process, it won't be able to be Vitami. That's what Toy's going to argue with Rashi. But Rashi assumed that the Pshat, that Par is Makabo to Masochlim, The relevance is l'chare that if it'll lay the touch eichel mamashkim taorim, it'll transmit the tumah to them. So Rashi asks the kasha, isn't it anyway metame? So for the tumah, what do you need that the flesh of the poor should be mekabel tumah from a dead sheretz or an adam? Yeah, typically the higuf of metame adam of godim is so for the tumah tumah chamura. That what?
Well, the person touches it, or like Rashi says that Akum Mashkin touches it.
The flesh can't be an Av HaTumah. Paraduma is flesh. Yes. So it can't be Metami or the Mekeli. That's the first Daf in Bava Kama. Paraduma flesh cannot be an Av HaTumah because it's Ein Lotar B'Mikvah. That's the last Daf in Erevin. So the most it can be is going to be a Tolda. Is only Metami Yochum and Mashkin. That's the first Daf Bava Kama. It's not Metami or the Mekeli. So the whole relevance of saying that the flesh of the Paraduma can be Mekabel Tumas Ochlim, like other food, like normal food. If that sheretz touches or an Odom tummy touches it, so he makes it tummy, so what's the whole relevance? That now the flesh of the paradumah, if it touches Ochel Mamashkim, will be mitame that. So Rashi effect Akash, it's mitame Ochel Mamashkim anyway. You have that din, that Tosis quotes from Perik Bar Simen, from Nida Dafnun, whatever. So for the time of Tumach Amura, it doesn't need Heksha Mashkim, and it doesn't need that it should have maga hasheretz. It's metame ochel mamashkim anyway.
It's metame, people work with it without anything. By virtue of being a paraduma, that's a fetish of the paraduma itself.
Right.
So it's different than every other kind of tumor, because it doesn't come tame. It's the paraduma is metame.
So other Rishonim give that I don't think Tosis gives that teretz. Other Rishonim, you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Shita Mubetzin, but they give that teretz. When do you call it soif of the Tamei Tumah Chamura? Let's say Nivla Soif Tohar. Nivla Soif Tohar, if you touch it, it's not Metame. If you pick it up, it's not Metame. If you swallow it, it transmits the Tumah. It's not a din that whoever eats a Nivla Soif Tohar becomes Tame. No. The Tumah from the Nivla Soif Tohar is transmitted to me if and when I swallow it. So that's called soif of the Tamei Tumah Chamura. But over here, by a Paraduma, the Paraduma is not Tame. The Tumah is not transmitted from the Paraduma to the Surface apara to the oisefes sefer apara. Paraduma is tohor. There's a din. A surface apara is tome yesh meyayin. It's a new tumah. Like a tumah yotzal migufa. It's not that the tumah from the paraduma is transmitted. It's not transmitted. So that's what other rishonim they quote the re. Tainas like that. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes and the Shita Mubetzin quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's not called sefer the tamei tumah chamura. The only time it's called sefer the tamei tumah chamura is nivla sef tohor. That the nivla sef tohor has tumah within it. And the tumah is only transmitted to a human being by swallowing. So since it can be transmitted to me by an adam, it can be transmitted to an adam. That's called the tamei tumah chamura. It's metame adam, tamei begadim. The one who swallows a nivla seif tohar becomes tamei, and his begadim that he's wearing becomes tamei. So since therefore the tamei tumah chamura, so the nivla seif tohar, if it touches ochel mamashkim, is metame that. But over here by the paraduma, the din is ha'oiski mema'para, become tummy, not that the tumah is transmitted from the para. Para doesn't have any tumah. That's the Tosfos teretz on Rashi. That's the Riz teretz. But Rashi has the kasha in there in Chulin Daf Pe'av, doesn't give that teretz. So Rashi answers, v'tiretz, Rashi answers that the Gemara gives an answer on the kasha. The Gemara explains what's the relevance. V'tiretz, the biki hai gavne, Meforish bekris is per dam shchita kigon shechifeu poches mikabeitza botzek. The Gemara there is talking about, I think, nivlos of nevela. Let's say you have some bizarre nevela. So nevela. Let's say you have a kazayis of nivlos of tor. Kazayis or kazayis of nevela. Sometimes you need kazayis, sometimes you need kibetza. What's the din? If an adam tummy touches a cake, oichlam mamashkin. So let's concentrate on oichlam. Mashkin is a big machleg. Let's say oichlam. So if I touch oichlam, so even pachas mikibetza is makabel tumah. But in order for the oichlam to be metame other things, let's say I'm an av hatumah, I touch it, it's going to make it a rishon, then this is going to touch mashkin, it's going to make it a sheni. So it's only the oichel only transmits tumah to other things if it has a kibetza. If it has less than a kibetza, it's not metame acher. That's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, and Psachim and Achulin and all over Shas, and it's over here. This gigantic Tosfos also. Rashi, Kan Chazabar Rashi. They said Rashi backed out. Achulin, Daf Pei Aleph, they're Rashi that they're dealing with. Rashi backed out from a Shita all over Shas. Rashi Shita is that this is Minat Torah. If an Adam Tomei touches or a dead Sheretz touches Ochlan Pachas Mikabetz Mekabel Tumah Minat Torah, but in order to transmit the Tumah to something else, you have to have that it should be a Kibetz. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. And Nazir, also in the Sugi of Tapkika, Taisa disagrees all over Shas. Every other Mesichta is this Machlekes, Rashi, and Taisa. Taisa's Shita is that why do you need a Kibetza to transmit Tumah? Because Menat Torah, less than a Kibetza, is not Makabal Tumah at all. The din that if an Adam Tomei or a Sheretz touches Eichel Pachas Mikibetza, the Eichel becomes Tomei, that's only a Chumah Midirabbanan. So they were never Machmer so far that it should become Tomei and Latamei Acherim, that's too much. But the Tumas Atzma is also only Midi Rabbanan. That's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Kan Chazabo Rashi. This Rashi in Chulin Daf Pei Aleph is quoting our Gemara increases and he's explaining it according to Tosfos Shita. Rashi backed out from the Shita. Rashi was working on the assumption that if it's less than a Kibetza of Eichel, it's not Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, it's only Mekabel Tumah Midi Rabbanan. So he quotes the Gemara like this. So that's for Tumas Eichlem. For Eichlem Tmeim to be Mita. Oichel food, flesh, whatever, fish, vegetables, whatever it happens to be, potatoes, whatever it is, if it became nitmo because something touched it, an adam tomei, a sheretz touched it, so it'll only transmit tumah to a mashkin if you have a kibetza. Less than a kibetza will not transmit tumah. What if you have a dead cow?
Is on the Kabbalah end, that Tezus hold even with Kabel?
Kabbalah's Tumah, Tezus says, even Pachas Mikabetz is Makabel Tumah Sechem, is only Midi Rabbanan. Minatur is not Makabel Tumah Sechem. Tezus proves it in Chulin. There's a din that if a Kli becomes Tumah, let's say Kli Cheres becomes Tumah. Say Kli Cheres is unusual, Ein Lo Tar B'Mikv. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. So what do you do if the Kli Cheres became Tumah? There's no way in the world to be Matire. Shvir, Yishavir, if you smash it, then it becomes tahar. Why? It's no longer a kli. So if you do shviras kli cheres, it didn't apply shvira, applies to kli, mateches kli eitz also. But why should you be crazy? Why should you break it? Take it to the mikveh. But let's say if you take it to the mikveh, then you're going to need har shemesh. Or let's say if it's a tamei, sometimes you need hazor shlishi shvi on the kli. And if you smash it, then you don't need hazor shlishi shvi. But if you smash it, then you don't have the kli. So what good is it? So the Gemara tells a story in the first Perek in Shabbos. Heleni Amalka was a wealthy woman. They were multimillionaires. So she had all the kelim, became tamei, and she wanted to have a party. She didn't have she didn't have 7 days to wait. So she smashed all the kelim under rabbinic supervision. They had their mashgichim watching. They smashed all the kelim. Then they had them solder everything back together, and it looked like new. And they saved. They didn't have to wait 7 days. They didn't have to wait 7 days. So that's when the rabbis made Gzera the Rabbana Tumah Yishona. That if you have a Kli Mateches because of that story, because she was a wise guy, it's legitimate. So what wise guys? The whole thing's legitimate. She was a genius. She had a good head. So the Rabbana made a din. If you have a Kli Mateches, a metal Kli that became Nitma Tumas Meis, and you smashed it, and then you glued it back, you soldered it back together again, so the Tumah flies back again. Where? From outer space. Where? The Tumah disappeared already. The Tumah is Parchala. Once you do Shviras HaKli, so there's no kli, so there's no tumah anymore. So what do you mean? You solder it back together. Where's the tumah coming back? That's called tumah yishona. The old tumah comes back again when you solder it back together again. But on the level of the raisa, the chumash only speaks about shviras kli cheres, because kli cheres is the only way to be metairit as ayidei shvir. Who are the nami? If you have kli eitz, if you have kli mateches, if you want to smash it, gizuntei, there's no mikveh available. So smash it. If smash it, you won't have a kli. Okay. So the sifra has a havamina. Yochel, just like there's an institution of Shviras Kilcheres that's Matayer, there should be an institution of Shviras Eichlim. If you have Eichel that it was Mekabel Tumah and you'll smash it, it means you cut it in half, so it'll be Matayer, it's a Talmud Lamu. We learn from a Pasuk that it doesn't carry over to Eichel. So Tosfos Shrek Takasha, according to us, according to Shitas Balei HaTosfos and the Rashi Chazabo, okay, Rashi backs up finally. Rashi saw the light when he got to Chulin Daf Pei Aleph. He realized that Tosfos was right. According to those who hold that you need a kibetza to be mekabel tumah, and less than kibetza can't be mekabel tumah on the level of deraisa. So if you have a big steak that was mekabel tumah more than a kibetza, and then you cut it up into tiny shtikalach, and each piece is less than a kibetza, so that's a havamina, that less than a kibetza is like shviras hakli. So I would have thought they can't even retain tumah. So I need a pasuk to tell me that is just not so. But according to Rashi Shita, that less than a kibbutz is mekabel tumah min haTorah. So what would be the havamina? If food was mekabel tumah, then you cut it up in little pieces, the tumah should disappear. Why should the tumah disappear? You don't need a kibbutz to retain. You don't need kibbutz to be mekabel tumah. You didn't need a kibbutz in the first place to be mekabel. It's mekabel tumah min haTorah according to Rashi, less than a kibbutz. So why would I have thought if I had a big piece and I cut it up and each piece is less than a kibbutzah, I would have thought that it removes the tumah. Why? So Tosfos says it's a conclusive proof that less than a kibbutzah is not mekabel tumah min haTorah. How does Rashi talk about that? According to Rashi Chazabo. Okay, Tosfos is going to say, Rashi and Chulin, the Akhayal of Chazabo. We didn't read the Rashi yet, what he says. So Tosfos claims in this Tosfos, Rashi backed up. But according to the original Shitas Rashi, and they really Tosfos is going to prove there is no need to back out. The Rashi's kasha, you can fire out for other, in other ways.
Why, like Kli also, there's no Shir, and Shir still helps. So there's no need of Shir.
Shir is not a Kli. If you would have this broken piece.
So that carries over to Eichel. And once you do Shir on Eichel, it's also not Eichel.
Food is food.
But the food is Royal Kabbal Tum even less. The Kli as it is now, the broken Kli can't be Mekabbal Tum. It doesn't have any Ishtamshus. But the Eichel as it is now could have been Mekabbal Tum in the first place. So why should I have said that if it was Mekabbal Tum before and you cut it in half, why should I say that it's no longer Tummy? Why should I say that Tumah disappears? So that's what the Chidush HaRan on Chulin writes to defend Rashi. This thesis, I think, is in the first parak, second parak, at the end of the first parak on Chulin, is about Tumah V'Tara. So at the end of the first parak, thesis. It's in a few Masechtas, this thesis. Middle of Nazir in the Sugi of Tam Ki Iker, and a few Masechtas they have it. And it's in Psochem also, all over Shas. So the Ran comes to defend Rashi. He said, I would have thought that Shviras HaKli is like a shock treatment. It's not that you broke the Kli, so as it stands now, it's not Royal Kabbal Tumah. So then Tosfos Kasha was murderous. If you slice the food in half, so what? It could have been Mekabbal Tumah now also. No, it means Shvira. I would have thought that Shvira is Matayar. So I would have thought that Shvira is Matayar on Eichlim. I smashed it. It would have been, it's Royal Kabbal Tumah now. A little piece of Eichel is also Mekabbal Tumah haTorah. Yeah, but it wasn't a little piece. Originally it was a whole steak. And then I ripped it apart. So I would have thought that the ripping it apart is Matayar, even though as it stands now, it is Royal Mekabbal Tumah. That's how the original Rashi would have understood that the Torah's Kohanim. Okay. It's a different understanding of the nature of the din of Shviras HaKeli. That's what you started to say. That the Shvir is Matayar, not because right now it's not Royal Mekabbal Tumah.
Can't say
Shvira. Why is it called
Shvira? You slice it up anyway.
That's how you eat it. Okay. So Shvira Havamina. Okay. So here, Nachamo. So the din is, if you have a dead body, a dead human body, a mace Odom is metamik hazayis. You don't need a kibetza. A nivlas behema, chayo, is metamik hazayis. Kazayis menarvela is metamik. In order for Eichlim Tmeim to be Metame Mashkim, and for Eichlim Tmeim to transmit the tumor further, then you need Kibetza. Less than a Kibetza will not transmit the tumor. But in order for Nevela to transmit tumor, Akazais Men Anvela is Metame Bemaga Memasa, Akazais Men Ames Metame Bemaga Memasa, Bohol, the whole works. So the Gemara has a din, increases. Rashi there in Chulin vitirates, Rashi in Chulin answers this kasha. Why do you need a whole story that the flesh from the paradume is mekabel tumas oichlim? If a sheretz touches it, so it'll become in the flesh, and then this flesh will be able to transmit tumah to oichlim amashkim. The flesh is metame oichlim amashkim anyway, because tofel atame tumah chamur. Because the paradume is metame kol oiskim bo. Asorif is hapor, oisif is sefer hapor, they all have to be mechabes is gur. So Rashi holds that it is sefer atame tumah chamur. So the tirits Rashi ends says that the Gemara asks such a similar kasha. The Gemara talks about flesh that's nevela. Habakazayis mena nevela is metami b'mago b'masa. And meat from the AMP. I have ham from the AMP. Or chops, steaks from the AMP. So it's nevela. So kazayis mena nevela is metami. So the Gemara has a din that the sar nevela is mekabel tumah soichlim. So the Gemara says, mekabel tumah soichlim? What are you talking about? Besar nevela metame because it's metame bekazayis. You don't need in order to masechlem, in order to transmit tumah to something else. You need a kibetza. You need a kibetza. Here it's a kazayis. It's already metame. What is the significance of saying that the kazayis nevela, that besar nevela from a behemah v'chaya is mekabel tumah? And for the Gemara, Kigon Shechifeu Pachas Mikabetza Botzek. I wrapped around dough, around. I'm making a Michael. So he has a Kazayas Nevela, and he wraps it around with dough, and it's going to be a delicacy. No, they serve it at weddings. What do you call it? The snacks. Dough around. You bake the dough, and it has the Frankfurter inside. You have a hot dog inside, or whatever you have. You have some Michael inside. So you took raw dough. The raw dough is less than a kibbetza. And I took raw dough less than a kibbetza. With the basar, with the nevela inside, it adds up to a beitza. So it's one solid piece of oichel. See, if the din would have been that nevela, besar nevela, is not mekabel tumah, so the only thing that's royal mekabel tumah is the batzik on the outside. So the batzik on the outside is less than a kibbetza. So if it's less than a kibbetza, so it'll be treated accordingly. That what? Less than a kibbetza? According to Taisu, it's not even mekabel tumah mena Torah. But it can't transmit tumah menatur. But now that you say, and then later on, and then this delicacy is baked already, so a sheretz touches the whole thing. So if he say the nevela is not mekabel tumah, so the only thing that's mekabel tumah is the batzik on the outside, is pachas mekabetzah. So then if this thing is going to touch mashkim, will it transmit the tumah? So the nevela is not touching the mashkim, only the batzik on the outside. The batzik on the outside is less than a kibetzah. It's not going to transmit tumah to the other. But now that I say that the nevela is also mekabel tumah, not only does it have kazayas nevela is metamei, kazayas nevela is metamei, if I touch it, it's metamei me. So for the tamei tumah hamura, the kazayas menadvela, if a person would touch it, it would be metamei him b'maga memasa. The sofa of the tamei tumah hamura has the ability to be metami other roichlim anyway. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that besar nevela is mekabel tumah? It doesn't have to be mekabel tumah since nevela kazayis ben anvela. It has the ability to be sofa of the tamei tumah hamura. If a person will touch it or carry it, even if he doesn't touch it, he'll carry the whole thing without touching the inside. The hot dog is on the inside, and he's carrying this snack by touching the outside, so there is no maga, but there's masa. So since it could be metami odom, so this kazayis ben avel is metami ochlam mamashkin without being mekabel tumah. That's a din of sofa l'tami tumah hamur. So the Gemara asks, so what do you need a pasuk to teach you that it's mekabel tumah if a sheretz touches the nevela? It has all the dinim anyway. It has all the halachas anyway. What do you want to say that if it'll be an oil ames, it'll become an avat tumah? It is already an avat tumah. A kazayis ben ames is a kazayis ben anvela is an avatuma already. So what do you need? So the Gemara says no. Then the Gemara increases the answers. Kigon shich, I need a pasuk in this case. Chifeu pachas mikabetz abotzik. I wrapped it around with dough on the outside. Dough on the outside is less than a kibetz. See, if you say that the nevela is not mekabel tumah, so then the batzik is only going to be pachas mikabetz. So if an adam tummy will touch the batzik on the outside. According to Rashi, the batzik will be mekabel tumah min haTorah. According to Tezlan, mekabel tumah min haRabbanan. But that batzik, that because less than a kazayis batzik, will not have the power to transmit tumah to ochlim, because you have to have a kibetza. You have to have a kibetza batzik, and it's pachas. I don't know pachas min kibetza batzik. You have less than a kibetza batzik. Imashvis le'ochlim. But if you declare that the besar nevela that's inside this snack is also mekabel tumah, mitzdar b'hadi batzik, or mekabelai batzik tumah. If a sheretz will touch the batzik on the outside, is one piece of food that has a kibetza. The kazayas of the flesh inside, the kazayas of the trefa hot dog inside, that's nevela, and the plus the pachas mikibetza batzik on the outside, together it adds up to a kibetza. So now yiga betume, it'll be mekabel tume and metami sharechem. Now can be metami yodem mekelim, can be metami yodem mekelim tumas oichlam amashkim. Can never become avatuma, but it'll be metame ochlam mashkim. The ilav oichel hu, and if you would declare that the besar nevela is not mekabel tuma, is la mekabli habotzik tuma, then the botzik is simply not mekabel tuma. That's what Taisa said. What do you mean the botzik is not mekabel tuma? You hold, you Rashi, Zayda, the grandchildren of Rashi, wrote the Taisa. You hold that pachas mekabetz oichlam is mekabel tuma, just not metame achem. So what kind of a lashon you wrote that it's not mekabel tuma? So Tosfos says, "Kan chazav Rashi." Rashi is talking our language. Rashi is talking the language of the Balei Tosfos. The pachas megabetz is not mekabel tumah. That's what he says. Avo, the lavo echol hu. This is a quotation for Rashi in Chulin. But if you would declare that the nevela, the hot dog in the inside of this snack, then so the batzik doesn't have a kibbetz. It's simply not mekabel tumah. What do you mean it's not mekabel tumah? It's mekabel tumah like a pachas mekibbetz. So Rashi means not mekabel tumah in atar. It's only mekabel tumah with the rabban. And if the batzik will touch the sheretz, touch the batzik, and then we throw out the sheretz. Now the shah is, can the batzik, does the batzik have the power to transmit the tumah to other foods? The answer is no, it doesn't have a kibbetz, it can't transmit. If other ochlam mashkim will touch it, tahirim. If the other ochlam mashkim would have touched the nevela inside, the nevela, all you need is a kazayist nevela to be mitame. But it's not touching the inside, it's all wrapped up. The hot dog is in the inside, the butzik is on the outside, the dough, the baked dough is on the outside. So, Shainim Nogim bin Avela, the butzik. Ad kan the shono. That's what Rashi said. So Rashi came to answer the kasha by Paraduma. Why do you need a tasefta, such heavy artillery here? A tasefta in Paraperigvot, that the flesh of the Paraduma is Makabal Tumas Oichlem. If an Adam Tommy touches it, or a dead sheretz touches the flesh of the Paraduma, is Makabal Tumas. What's going to be with the Paraduma already? Paraduma is a sofer the Tamei Tumas Chamur. It's Metame Kol Oiskim Boy. Sofer the Tamei Tumas Chamur is Metame Oichlem Mashkim. Even if an Adam Tommy touches, all it's going to be is become a told is not going to become an avatum. No, a told it to be mitami ochel mashkim. It's mitami even if the adam tami doesn't touch it. That's not loch. So for the tami to mechamura, it's mitami ochel mashkim. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says the Gemara increases daf chafal if he asks such a similar kasha, and the teretz applies here. I have flesh from the paraduma wrapped up. I made this roll. I made this. What do you call it? They serve it at weddings all the time. The hot dog wrapped up with the
Franks and blankets.
Franks and blankets. I don't know. In my days, they used to call it something else. So Rashi says that's enough kamina over here. You have the paraduma is the hot dog on the inside. Then you have batzik on the outside. So if the paraduma, all you need is a kazayis is enough. If the paraduma flesh would be touching directly the ochlam amashkim, it would be metame. But it's not touching directly. It's wrapped up with the blanket. It's wrapped up with the batzik on the outside. So now the shayla is if the parad and the batzik is less than the kibbetz, the whole chad gad yad just says in the gemara. So Rashi gives the whole answer. So Rashi's lashon was because not touching the nevela. What was the last few words? Shein doigim ben nevela ele be batzik. And doigim ben nevela is what the gemara says there increases on daf chaf aleph because we're talking about nevela. We're talking about besar nevela because zayis besar nevela being mitzarev with the batzik. The whole gemara. But Rashi's talking about paraduma. So what Rashi Fadrei over here? So Tosis says, Umashi Hiski Nevela, but Rashi throws you off. He talks about Nevela because he's just quoting the Gemara. Mishum Darbo decreases karma. He's simply quoting the Gemara increases. The Gemara gave an answer on Nevela. So Rashi is saying the answer the Gemara gave increases applies here too. But once he applied here, he should have said Paraduma. So it's a little confusing what Rashi's Lashon is. Rashi assumes everybody remembers the Gemara increases. So that Rashi is talking of the terminology of increases. Mashi Hiski Nevela. Why does Rashi say nevela? What does he mention? Mishum davo decreases karma. He really, and over here, when you carry it off at the paradum, he should have said, v'nei she'en anogim a paradum. Okay. Umashama, but Rashi wrote there in Chulan daf peyalef, and mekabel haibotze tume, you give a tume, isn't mekabel tume, not mekabel tume. What is he hacking at? What's he talking about? Botzik pachas and mekabetz is also mekabel tume. The only difference is whether it transmits the tume. You need to get betzit to transmit. Ah, Rashi chazabo, zaktoises. Nirulirid the loy dok. What does Tosis say? Rashi was not careful. Da'idi chifel bebatzik decrease markish yesh kazayis min hanavela. Nachamol. Rashi says we're discussing whether the batzik is mekabel tuma not mekabel tuma. If a davar tami touches it, what do you mean is the batzik mekabel tuma? It has a kazayis nevela inside, and the kazayis nevela is touching the batzik, so of course it's mekabel. The batzik is mekabel tuma from the nevela. You don't even need that. You don't even need that an adam tami should touch the batzik from the outside, or a dead sheret should touch the batzik. The batzik is around the nevela. It's just touching the nevela. You're talking about batzik that was mixed with water. It has to have hechsher mayim. What a design mashkin. If it didn't have hechsher mayim, so it's not mekabel tuma if the adam tami touches it either. So you're talking that the batzik is not mixed with meat peiros. The dough that's wrapping it around, maybe the blankets that they wrap, the Franks and blankets, could be that they mix it with May Paris. But we're talking over here, they mix it with water. they mix it with one of the Zayin Mashkim, with water, so then it's already Mekabel Tuma from the Nevela. So that's what he says. Nira Liri, Nachamo. But Rashi wrote in Chulan Daf Payal, if Mekabel HaBatzik Tuma, and Yiga Betuma, the Batzik on the outside will be Mekabel Tuma, if not in Tami will touch, and Nira Liri, the Loi Dok. You don't need, the Rashi is not Meduik there. The Idich, if you have decrease Mark, is Sheesh Kazais Menanavela, on the inside of Nira Shetami HaBatzik Menanavela, I date Zerufa Le Kebetzo. Taisa says, the Batzik is Mekabel Tuma, the Batzik that's on around the outside, is Mekabel Tumah from the Nevela. You don't even need that at Adam Tommy should touch it from the outside. The Batzik has been Kabel Tumah from the Kazayas of the Nevela. Wait a minute. But Tesla Sheet is, in order to be Mekabel Tumah in Atayra, you have to have a Kebetza. So we're talking the Batzik on the outside is Pachas Mekebetza. That's what Rashi says. So how is it Mekabel Tumah in Atayra? So Tesla pulls the first one here. But Nirish Atami, is this true? Nirish Atami, Habatzik Ben Anvela, Hayedet Zirufa Likibetzo. Kemosha Mitamei, Mimokam Acher. Shakazais Yachalias, Mitamei Umitztarei. How do they know that that's true? Do you understand what that line is? Rashi, both at the same time. That's highly questionable whether that's so. They don't bring any raya. The whole Tesis keeps on quoting more. They have absolutely no right. If you have, if the Adam Tomei touches it from the outside, and you have it's wrapped in the dough, it's baked, it's wrapped in the dough, and the hot dog's on the inside. So the Batzik on the outside doesn't have a Kebetza. But with the Nevela inside, you have a Kebetza. So that's where Rashi quotes a Gemara. If the Adam Tomei touches on the outside, so that's considered the whole Kebetza was Mekabel Tumah, and it can be transmitting the Tumah to something else, so it's going to touch. If you remove the wrapping, the batzik on the outside, the dough on the outside, and you have the psar nevela alone. Psar nevela has a kazais, and it'll fall into the mashkim. So nevela is metame b'kazais. That's the end of the story. But we're talking the nevela is covered up. The nevela is not touching the mashkim. The batzik is touching. So in order to transmit to, you have to have a kebetza that's tame. You only have batzik less than a kebetza. The answer is no. The batzik less than the kebetza is hugging. It's on the outside. It's wrapping the nevela inside. It's one michel. Let's say you have a bowl of Wheaties. And the Adam Tomei touches one of the Wheaties. If you have a long Italian bread, the Adam Tomei touches this then. So we have a klal, magabe mitzose ke magabe kulo. Adam Tomei touches the steak, so he touches over here. You don't say only here, you cut off this part. Magabe mitzose, magabe kulo. But if you have a bowl of Wheaties, he touches one Wheaties. So that piece of Wheaties is Tomei. The rest of them are not mechuba, the rest of them are not Tomei. See here, he was saying it's different. Why? What if all the Wheaties would be kneaded together? And it'd be one big holy mess. So then you have Magab and Miktsosik and Magab and Kula. Okay, it's one unit. It has to be one unit. So that's where Rashi and Taisa are talking. Chifeu Batzik. You baked it, you didn't bake it, whatever the story is. You wrapped around Batzik, around the Besar Hanabela, around the Besar Paraduma. And it's one big piece. It's touching. It's all one big piece. So that's one unit. So if Adam Tomei touches on the outside, he was Matame the whole Kebetza. We need a Pasik to tell me that Nevela. We need a Tosefta to tell me that Paradum is Mekabel Tumah Sechla. So if the Adam Tomei, the Sheretz, touches the Nevela, touches the Batzik on the outside, the whole thing is Mekabel Tumah, not just the Batzik Pachas Mekabetza. So then if this Batzik is going to touch some Mashkim later on, so it'll transmit the Tumah to the Mashkim. Why? Because you have a full Kebetza. Not only the Batzik on the outside, Pachas Mekabetza was Mekabel Tumah, the Nevela, the Paradum on the inside was also Mekabel Tumah. So Taisa says, leave out the fact that an Adam Tomei touched it. Taisa says, if you have Nevela on the inside, Nevela Kazayas, and you wrap it with Botzeik, Pachas Mikabetza, since it's hugging, it's all one piece, I'm going to bake it, but I baked it already, I didn't bake it yet, but it's now one unit, it's not like Wheaties, each piece is separate. It's all together. So Taisa says, in order, Taisa Shita happens to be, in order to be Mekabel Tumah Minatar, you have to have Kebetza. Less than a Kebetza is not Mekabel Tumah Minatar, only the Rabbanon, Shita Sataisa against Rashi. The Taisa says, here you have Kebetza. Since it's hugging, the Batzik is on the outside of the Paraduma flesh or the Nevela flesh, and it's one unit, so you have a Kebetza. So the Kezayas Nevela could be Metame, the Batzik, even though the Batzik is less than a Kebetza. But since the Batzik is Mitzuref with the Nevela, it's one Michael. So it's considered, you have a Kebetza. So the Nevela is Mitzaref with the Batzik could be considered a Kebetza. And now it could be Metame yet ben ator. Who state? Where does it say that? Tosis is picking on Rashi. Maybe Rashi is right. How did Tosis so convinced that this they didn't quote a Maror Mochel. This they don't quote a Maror Mochel.
How many words have you stuck in a sandwich?
I don't think so. It made a salami sandwich. I don't think so. But if it's baked together, then it's one unit. If it's not baked together, it has to have a chibur. In order to say magabe mitzosik and magabe kul, that's one unit. Yeah, when you bake it. Even if you didn't bake it. If you wrapped around the batzeh and it's holding on tight with the salami inside, with the hot dog inside, whatever, with the flesh inside, so that since you're going to bake it, so even before you bake it, it's probably one mifel. That's one mifel.
Huh? Nobody
appreciates the masa. Well, the nevela is metame be masa, even though it's wrapped around. Yeah. The nevela is kazai, so if you pick it up, even though you're not touching the nevela, metame be masa. Nivelas behema vechaya is metame be maga be masa. So again, what does that say? Mashama, but Rashi wrote there, Mekabel hai botzik tumi, miga bitumo, if an Adam Tavim will touch it, Zaktes, and Nira Levi deloi dok. That's not accurate in Rashi. Why is it not accurate? Ahi, the chifei bebotzik decreases. That Gemara increases. My rikish yesh, because I spin on veil on the inside. He wrapped it around with the dough. The Nira shetame ha botzik man on veil, adik tzirufa lukabetza. Then a veil is mitstarif with the botzik to be considered a kabetza. Just like if someone would touch it from the outside, I would say, oh, I have a whole kibetza. Because the batzik together with the nevela inside is mekabel tuma. So the nevela can be metame the batzik because you have a kibetza. What do you mean? Well, it's metame itself. Is that strange? Shakazai siyachli is metame umitztarev. How do you know? You can ding zeh, you can say Rashi is right. How does Tosfos say that? Rashi loidok. Just like that, Rashi loidok. I don't know. We should look at Achrayim. How is Tosfos so convinced that this is so? That it doesn't seem so convinced. The Nirish Echazim al Mishitasai. Rashi Echul and Pe'alef backed out from Mishita all over Shas. Shoei Ragel Afarish. Rashi usually writes B'chom Akim all over in Shas. That Echol Pachas Bikbeitz Mekabel Tumenat Torah. Shari Pirish Behedya. Where do you see the Rashi Echazabo? Shari Pirish Behedya. Here Rashi writes the Loi Mekabel Batzik Tuma. The Leis Beishiura. Rashi says, not Mekabel Tuma. What is not Mekabel Tuma? It is Mekabel Tuma. So Rashi obviously means the Chulim Beyam. It's not Mekabel Tumim in Atera. It's only Mekabel Tumim in the Rabban. So that's what Taisa says. So Taisa says he finally saw the light. Rashi finally saw that we're right. They must have argued with him all of his lifetime. So finally, when he wrote this Pirish and Chulim, he backed up. Sure. So that's what Rashi says. So again, the Shita Mekubetz quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, he quotes the Ri. He thinks the whole Kasha is based on a mistake. He thinks that Nivla Saif Tohar. Metame abeis abliyo a nivlas behema v'chaya is metame b'maga v'masa is tame, and it transmits tuma when you touch it, when you carry it, when you eat it. So it's a dove tame. So that's called sofa l'tame tuma chamur. Then a veila is going to be tame the adam tuma chamur is adam, but by paraduma the paraduma is not tame chas v'shon. Paraduma is not tame. It's a gzeres hakos v'ha'oskim ma'para atame, but it's not that the paraduma is transmitting tuma to the oskim ma'para. Paraduma remains tar. So he's going to quote it later, the Mishnah. So he's going to quote that Lashon from the Mishnah later. Okay, we'll see. What do they say? Vein letaritz kushis hakuntris. He shouldn't have ran for Rashi's kasha. Rashi's kasha was, what do you need the whole discussion here? That the flesh of the paraduma is roi lekabel tuma. Why don't you just say, so for the tamat tuma chamura. So it's already metame yochla mamashka. Then the Tarot Skusa Akunches, yeah, the Balot Zirah Batzek, without his whole fancy answer. Tzaruchu the Tam Shal Shasa Kershim Shum. This is it. The Lamatzinu Shemitama Ela Hamisaskim. Kidisnamit Masechas Poro. Oh, that's what the Ri answered. The Ri gave that Tarot. That's not called so for the Tamatuma Hamura because the Paraduma doesn't have Tuma that's transmitted to the Misaskim. It's Allaha the Misaskim. Atame, they are Atame, not that they received the tumah. So Tesa doesn't like that teretz. You need Rashi's whole complicated story, Tzirif Batzik. You shouldn't say simply, as it says in the Mishnah, the oisikim apar is metame begodim. But the paraduma itself, if a beggar touches the paraduma, is not metame begodim. if they want to burn the paradum, and not only is he tummy, his begotten atomic. So you would think the paradum is transmitting tumma to me. So if it can transmit tumma to me, and I can transmit it to my begotten, kavuchayim, if a beggar touches the paradum, or if a person touches paradum directly, he should be tummy. The din is wrong. A man touches the paradum, doesn't become tummy. Only if he's an oisig. Asarif is a par, hanageh par is not tummy. That's the Mishnah. Hasarif parapar. Hamshalech is hasoyer. Anyam kippur. Metamib godim. The hey matzman, but the soyer lazozal itself, or the paraduma itself, ain't a metamib godim. Hareze oimer. Mitamecho loti muni. Mitamecho the begodim can say. Mitamecho the paraduma or the soyer lazozal that was metameyu loti muni. The paraduma. Or the Sar Lazarza cannot be mitami the begodim directly if he'll touch the begodim. V'ati meisani, but because you were the oisik in Mapora, you were the mishalech Sar Lazarza, you became tameis, so you're mitami the begodim that he's wearing. It's mitami Adam mitami begodim. So it's not that the Adam received the tumor from the paraduma and he transmitted it to the beggar. If that's the way it goes, if the beggar touches the paraduma directly, he should certainly become tameis. There is no such din. So that's what the Mishnah has such a lotion. The beggar can say to the one who's wearing it, "Mitamecha loytimuni." The paraduma, the sar lazazer that was mitame you. If it would touch me, why not mitame? Va'atemesani, and you will mitame me. So what's the answer to that riddle? It's like a riddle. What's the answer? The answer is that the paraduma, the sar lazazer, is not tome and it transmits tuma to the oskim. It's a gzeres akas like a tuma chadosha. Ha'isikim apara amshalech es hasar is tome tuma is gone. But it's not that it transmits. So that's why the Ri gave this teretz. That's not called Sofer L'tamei Tumah Chamur. So Tosis doesn't like the Ri's teretz. And for Tosis, the Mikoma Kama Tamei Hirech L'mamashkim, V'achashah Sofer L'tamei Tumah Chamur, it's not Misaskim. Tosis doesn't like the Ri's teretz. The fact that it's Matamei the Misaskim is also called Sofer L'tamei Tumah Chamur. It doesn't have to be Dafka that it's Sofer L'tamei Ayidei transmitting tumor. They don't like the Ri's teretz. What's the din of the Tam Tumah Chamur? The din is v'labor l'hech shemayim v'lehech sheretz. That's the halacha they quote from the Gemara. Whatever is sofer the Tam Tumah Chamur, neither needs that you should rinse it off with one of the Zayim Mashkim, nor does it require that it should have a dead sheretz touch it. Since it's sofer the Tam Tumah Chamur, it can already be metamei oichel
m'mashkim. So what does the Rabbeinu Peretz do with that?
The Rabbeinu Peretz quotes the Ri, holds that the whole kasha is a mistake. It's not called sofer the Tam. Tosis holds that it is called sofer the Tam. Tosis holds like Rashi on this. There's no right one way or the other. The Ri's argument is a stark argument. Tosis thinks that it's not correct. Here Tosis gives in to Rashi. Tosis thinks that this they accept this from the Zeta, that this part of Rashi is correct, that this is called sofer the Tam Tumah Chamur. And the Ri is not convinced. Why should it be sofer the Tam Tumah Chamur? He thinks that sofer the Tam Tumah Chamur is only when it's transmitting tumah, like a nevela is transmitting tumah to another. And the Baal HaTosis doesn't like the Ri's teretz. Probably the Baal HaTosis is probably the Rabbeinu Peretz. And he's rejecting the Ri. He's rejecting the Ri. Vein L'taretz Kush HaKunshus, they're rejecting the Ri's teretz. Yeah. So Tosis says, this din of Sofer L'tam Tumah Chamur, it's an often a Gemara, L'boi lo hech shemayim, v'lo hech shesheretz, k'detanit b'ri v'shemot perek v'asim v'dafnu v'nalaf. What's the drasha? Oh, I quoted it from later, Dafnun. The same drasha here, Dafnun Aleph. The drush is Mazroim. It says in the Chumash, Chiyuta Mayim Al Zera Zera Shei Zareya. So it's Mekabel Tumah. So that pasuk tells you need Hechsher Mayim, and then if a sheretz touches it, then the Zroim, then the vegetables become Tumah. So the Gemara, the Tanaim have a drush. Tana Ber Rebbe Shmo. The Tana has a drush. Mazroim Shein Sefer Natam Tumah Chamur Tzrichim Hechsher V'chulei. Only Zroim that don't have the ability to be Metami Adam. Zroim can never be Metami Adam. It's impossible. But if you have something that's self of the Tam Tumah Chamur, it neither needs Hechsher Mashkim, nor does it need Maga HaSheretz. The Ri mitaretz, and the Ri has another teretz on Rashi's Kasha. Afilim Tim Tzolayim, that Rashi is right. Ri himself is quoted by the Rabbeinu Peretz. He holds that Rashi is wrong. That it's not called self of the Tam Tumah Chamur. He holds from that Svara. That it's only Metami Dioskim, it means that the Tumah is not being transmitted. He has another teretz. The mash is sofer the Tamei Tumah Chamura is still not going to help to solve the problem. Here we're talking Reb Shimon. The Tana Reb Shimon holds as the Shita. If it's Oichel Shiyat Yochel Hachachem, if it's Yisuri Hano, So it's not called Eichel. So this halacha so for the Tama Tuma Chamura only helps for two things. You don't need Hechsher Mashkim and you don't need Maga Hasheris. But it still has to be Eichel if it's not Eichel. So let's say you have Eifa Porah. So then if a person carries the Eifa Porah unnecessarily, that is Matamiyah. A person who takes Poraduma water. Person that carries Poraduma water to be Mitahir somebody else, he does not become Tomei. But if a person carries the May Paraduma unnecessarily, not for the purpose of being Mitar someone, then the Pasuk says he becomes Tomei. So you're going to say, that water is Mekabel Tumah. That's a bad example. Let's say the Yeshes. So the Yeshes are Stam, not Oichel. The Yeshes are the Paraduma. Stam, it's not Roy Lachim, it's not Oichel. So you can't say the Yeshes have the ability to be Mitami. If someone will handle it unnecessarily, he will become Tomei. So I should say so for the Tam Tumah Chamura. So the Yeshes already are Mitami Oichel Memashkim. No. Only mitami ochlam and mashkim if the thing has a shame oichel on it. So over here, the problem with the paradum is that it's yisuri hanor. Reb Shimon holds whatever it's called, yisuri hanor is not called oichel, because the pasuk says oichel asheye yochel, oichel shati yochel laachel acherim kori yochel. If it's oichel shiati yochel laachel acherim, doesn't have a shame oichel. So that sefer the tamat tumah chamur doesn't help. Very mitarit the mashkim sefer the tamat tumah chamur. The din that Rashi pulled in from nida daft nun aleph. Only takes the place of these two issues. That in order to have tumas oichel, you have to first rinse off the oichel. Has to be hochshel kabel tumah. You have to rinse it off one of the zayin mashkin. Then you have to have maga hasheretz. If the thing is ashes, if the thing doesn't have a shame oichel, so there's nothing to discuss. According to Reb Shimon, if it's isuri hanor, it lacks a shame oichel. So you can stay on the head from today till next year. What are you telling me? So for the Tamatum Chamur only solves two problems. Here's a third problem. It's also Banor. Hilkach Aliba the Reb Shimon the boy Yochel Shatyoch Lachel Acherim. Mashes so for the Tamatum Chamur lo yaseni koichel achil acherim. It doesn't help. Well, lekach lemitame. That's why Rashi's answer is not satisfactory. Rashi's answer in Chulin Daf Pe'alav is not sufficient. You have to come on to the Gemara's answer on our Daf. Lemitame yel. It's only mekabotum because hoy lo shasa koishir. It's an often a Gemara that says like the Ri that what Sefer the Tamadum Chamura only substitutes for these two issues of Hechsha Mashkim and Maga Hasheretz, and that's all. It doesn't solve any other problem. The Tana Abonim Hasarif Aparim Parim Amshalech Hasoyer the Tamim Begodim the Hei Matzimam Einim Tamim Begodim. But if you have Begodim will touch the Paraduma or Begodim will touch the Soyer Mashtaleach, the begadim don't become tamei. Only if I'm wearing the begadim and I do the shiluach hasoyer la'azazel and I do the asifa sefer apora, the sefer sapora, so then it's metamei me. That's the same mishnah that they quoted from before. Harei zayme metamech lo timuni v'atoti misani. Same as before. So this brisa says the same without that whole riddle. Metamei begadim heimatz meimim metamei begadim. Ela metamei ochlam amashke. Rav Meir holds that the Parah Aduma is Metami Yochel Mamashkin. Why? So for the Tami Tuma Hamura. The Chachamim Amim, Parah Parim, Metami Tuma Yochel Mamashkin, Avalo Soyer HaMishtalech, Mpnei Shuhu Chai. So it's a Machloike Satanoim. The Chachamim Amim, Parah, which are dead, Parah Aduma is Geshacht, and Parim, and the Seraphim are dead. So Parah Parim, there is a din of Sofer the Tami Tuma
Hamura. Is that a riot against Ravina Peretz?
That what?
Metami Yochel Mamashkin. Because of
yeah, a riot against the Ri.
Yeah,
right. A riot to the Tosafot should have quoted it. Yeah, it's a good riot. A brisa. This brisa is a riot to Rashi that it is called Sofer LaTamei Tumah Chamura. Even though the Paradume doesn't transmit any tumah to the Sorif Hasapar, it's within the Sorif Hasapar is Tamei. So the premise is that's called Sofer LaTamei Tumah Chamura. And the Rav Meir and the Rabbanon argue about the details within Sofer LaTamei Tumah Chamura. So Rav Meir says Sofer LaTamei Tumah Chamura even works on a live animal. Hamshalech is hasoyer. It works on a live animal also. The hey matz ma'amin em tamim begodim elam etamim yochlam emashke. The live soyer la'azazel has a din of sofer the tamim tumah chamur. It's metamim yochlam emashke. The chachamim disagree that sofer the tamim tumah chamur only works on parim. It doesn't work. Havloi soyer shnaf neshuachai. And a live animal doesn't work. So the gemara says bishleim rab meir. We understand ketanei rabbi shmuel mazraim etc. Sofer the tamim tumah chamur. We understand rab meir. That's exactly what Rashi, exactly. The Gemara says Rameh holds like Rashi. So for the time of Chomer, Elo the Rabbanon Freik the Gemara, Manavshach. Is Lutanen by Rabbi Shmuel if they hold from the din. So for the time of Tumachamura, Afilo Sarim Shtalech Nami, the Leislu, if they don't hold from the din, Parpar Minole, the answer is no. So for the time of Tumachamura only helps with two things, that you don't need Heksha Mashkim, and you don't need Maga Sheretz, but you can't take a live animal and declare that it's Oichel. It's not Oichel. A live animal is not Oichel. So for the Tamu Tumachamur, it doesn't help to take a non-Oichel and to make it into an Oichel. That's exactly what the Gemara says, Alibed de Rabbonon, O Meshani. And the Gemara answers, in Tful Yom, that's the end of Zvachim, Daf Kufay. The Gemara answers, O Meshani, Ein Tzichim Hechshe Tumah Mimokam Acha, Pirish. What does the answer mean? That's for Tamu Tumachamur, Ein Tzichim Hechshe Tumah, you don't need to rinse it off, you don't need Maga Sheretz. Of a hechsher oichel boy, but it has to have a shame oichel. It has to have a shame oichel. Mishmachi, if it's sorry, hamishtalech, it's a live animal. Lo chazal achilu shuchai. Lo mitab. Hash to pliki. This is the nekudas hamachlekes. Meyo sofar. Mash the sofar. The tamtum chamur moel. It even helps the chashav oichel. It's a misprit. The chashav oichel. Rameh holds that sofar the tam. The rashash is magia. So Rameh holds sofar the tamtum chamur works even on this third point. Not only on the two dinim, on the hechsher mashkim. And on the Maga Hasheretz, it even works to declare a non-Eichel as an Eichel. A live animal is not Eichel. So Sofer HaTamad HaChamor makes it a Hazushem Eichel. V'Rabbanan Tzavri, what we just said, what the Reed just said, when it's out, the Parparim Davkim Etamar V'lo Yisam Hashem Shum Deinim Eichel Chashav Eichel, it doesn't help to make it an Eichel. Then Tosfos says, Reb Shimon Sova, okay. We're not going to finish the whole Tosfos now anyway. Okay. Maybe tomorrow we'll start from this line. Reb Shimon Sova. It's not a hard thesis. They're not saying anything. They're just quoting over Gemara. They're not adding anything. Okay. So maybe tomorrow morning we'll learn at 9:30 in the morning.